Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woosh Bob's right for Anish? Get Freddy's boots,
It's Bob here. I got a question.
All right, you've reached the 50-yard line. Today's the 12th day of February 2020. My name is Chris Hockey. Welcome to Wednesday morning, and welcome to the Power Trip. Today's comedians are John Deming and Jim Gaffigan. You're going to have a great day.
I'm a little nervous about being married, because now if I'm broke, it matters. Right? Like, if you're broke as a single guy, it's almost charming, you know? But now if I bring home a bag of combos for dinner, she made a bad decision. That's what happened. You know you're broke when you make a purchase in dimes, you know? You ever tried to pay with dimes in 2019? But even if you pay with quarters, they're used to it. They're cool with it. You bust out a bag of dimes and they're like, no, we don't have any licorice rope. Nor is it 1946. Get out of my 7-Eleven, please. Your dime will remind you you're broke. You look at it like, what president's on this one again? Oh, right, the one during the Great Depression. That's appropriate. That makes sense. You know what's on the back of a dime? A torch and some leaves. Looks like the emoji for deforestation. Turns out I googled the symbolism, and it turns out that the leaves represent your ability to eat and provide for yourself. And the torch represents that going up in flames because all you have is dimes.
I had a donut before I came on stage. I was with a friend last week. I was like, you want to get a donut? He was like, I'm not hungry. I'm like, what does that have to do with it? As if there's ever been a good reason to eat a donut. Well, doctor says I need more powdered sugar in my diet. Donuts are bad for you. And according to my health nut wife, they're not appropriate for a trail mix. I'm just on a different trail, right? Mine leads to the emergency room. That joke will be even funnier when I die from cardiac arrest. That's why I didn't laugh. Donuts are all about taste. In Los Angeles, there's a place called Yum Yum Donuts. It's like, what do you need the IQ of one to find that? Be like, yum yum. Me like yum yum. It's like, who's the target audience? Cavemen?
I know two things, yellow fireball, rising sky, and yum yum donuts. Yum yum donuts, yum yum.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, sir.
I'm so excited about a new button that I can barely wait to play it for you.
Then fire away.
Okay, I will. Hold on. What is today? The 12th, right?
The 12th.
Yeah, okay, good, good, good. You ready?
Go.
That's a remarkably idiotic thing that you just said, but you know, the fact that you're wearing glasses... I perceive it as a little less idiotic than I normally would. It's interesting.
Brilliant.
We got to get him some fake glasses over there and see if it changes it.
I should start wearing cosmetics.
You should, man. Yeah. I'd love it. I think you'd be great in glasses.
Thank you.
I really do. I think it'd be great. I think I'd be abnormally turned on by you.
Yeah, well, you're turned on by me anyway, but it'd be...
I mean in an abnormal way. I want to create a ruckus
careful.
In that yet.
Careful.
He's right.
I spent the morning watching the best of Leon on on YouTube.
YouTube.
Like what this a right great here. Bit.
Boy, I hope I edited this.
You got long balls, Larry. Long balls. You got long ass balls.
I've got long balls.
Doctor, you've seen his balls, right?
Would you say my balls are unusually long?
They're a bit more distended than the average testicles.
You got long ass balls, Larry. Long ball, Larry.
It's the greatest friendship in the brilliant. History of television.
Yeah. Brilliant.
It's the greatest friendship in the history of television.
Leanne's just great.
But, like, every bite that I want to put in, I can't. Like, yeah. I can barely
well,
play this one.
All the time.
I know. I can barely play this one.
I brings the ruckus to the ladies.
The ruckus, Larry.
He's the best.
You got to make a ruckus in that ass, Larry.
I jumped on the McMillions train.
Oh,
I saw it yesterday.
Yes.
I saw you
yeah.
tweeted
yes.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the latest episode
the
last
one?
Night as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a little confused by some of it. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, same.
Like, I'm still, and maybe maybe they aren't either, but I'm not completely sure who Uncle Jerry is. I think I know.
Yeah,
but
they said at the end.
But is
of the
he a
second
member?
One.
Yeah, they say in the end of the second one who it is.
At least who they think it is. Right.
Yeah.
Who it appears to be.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just fascinating, man.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of branches
to that
tree.
Sweating guy?
Oh, I know, dude.
Poor guy.
How about
told
like,
you the second he starts lying, he's just
well,
spitting
how,
sweat.
Yeah. When we learn the beauty of that documentary so far is it's basically like an onion where it's got a layer. Like every time you peel it away, you're like, oh, that's there. How about when they say like when he calls his daughter and is like, I want the big one, but I'm not doing a TV interview. And then when they confront his granddaughter about it, and she's like, what?
He did a TV
what
interview.
Did he do?
That
yeah.
exists.
Yeah.
That it. It's,
yeah, it's
fascinating
crazy.
How good that documentary is.
I just like, again, I thought they did a really good job of, at the end of episode one, it's like, how do they have five more hours?
Right.
It seems like this is wrapped up.
Yeah.
And you realize it's a lot deeper than that, back to your onion analogy. But I like how they just very subtly just be like, oh, this is so-and-so's ex-wife. And
she's a disaster.
Oh, not that one. The other
oh,
one.
Yeah.
The other
oh, yeah,
ex-wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, right,
yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yep, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, he works at Simon Marketing. Oh, I wonder what she does. Oh, she works at the printing company. And you're
yeah.
like,
yeah.
Wait, where does she work?
What now?
What?
Right. Yeah.
So none of this is a coincidence. Oh, I see. Okay, where right. is this going?
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah, I like when the pieces are put together, man. It's great. It's really good. But yeah,
in a weird geeky way, I loved the way they showed how it goes from the printing
yeah.
press all the way to the stores.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
right.
the level of security every step of the way. And when they did, you know, did the self-eval going, this is pretty strong. I don't know what's wrong with this.
Yeah.
Like, where is the loophole? Where did they get the tickets?
And how they also do, like,
which they
lottery.
Still haven't really explained yet.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten that yet. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far, but it's great, man. I love that documentary.
Documentaries are just fun.
They
good
are.
Ones.
The first episode, I'm like, this Matthews guy sucks. Yeah. But then the second episode, I'm like,
well, he's, in it
he's not so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to figure out a way to get these people to talk on camera
yeah.
and tell their stories.
Right.
Should we just call them in here? Let's go to Vegas!
Yeah, let's
yeah,
take them
yeah,
to Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
We're
oh,
not
yeah.
doing it here. That's boring.
Yeah. Let's do a documentary.
We need an Agent Matthews here at KFN.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the new protocol on podcasting.
This is boring!
Yeah.
How do we get paid?
I'm bored!
Right.
Which, we have a couple of people that act like that, they just don't say it like Matthews
right.
does.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
that's great, dude.
Why don't we all come back Thursday and talk about this, this new mandate?
I'm bored! And then,
I don't want to do that! Can we have the meeting in Vegas?
I'm gonna put a onesie on.
Right.
Yeah,
I'll come to the meeting, but I'm dressing up.
The gold suit bit.
Like, I know, right? Anyway.
Yep. All right, well, let's start with this. How weird is this whole bit? Hang on 1 second. Timing's everything. Here we go. How weird is this?
No, it was pretty hectic, but that's kind of the fun in it. You know, it was, my wife was a big help and making sure that the kids were taken care of back home, and I was able just to worry about packing up and had to run to the rink and grab my gear and all that fun stuff. But you know what, it was I'm grateful for this opportunity, as I said before, and again, I think that's just part of the process. Anybody that's been traded knows that's kind of how it goes.
I know you weren't happy with the result tonight. What did you think overall of how you played in your first game?
I don't think I played very well tonight. I thought my hands were terrible. I mishandled pretty much every puck I touched. But I just tried to skate and try to create some opportunities. I think I'll be better next game.
What's it like when you get to the rink, find out you're playing with Sid, and then just what was that experience like skating alongside him?
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, I mean, the type of player he is goes without saying. He's an unbelievable player. He's an unbelievable, humble guy on the bench, just talking through some things and just trying to play the game. You know, tonight was a bit of a whirlwind, so I was just trying to play the game and just try to help out any way I could. I think it'll be a little bit better next game.
Just weird looking at him in a Penguins jersey and talking about playing with Sidney. It's weird.
Yeah.
All the videos and photos that the Penguins tweeted out before the game, even him walking into the rink, it's weird.
And the barn being put up behind him, whatever that noise was.
Yeah. All the differences, the biggest difference had to be how much they wanted him to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, correct. Well said.
The feeling of walking into a place and seeing how much of a ruckus they put up over you being there, as opposed to the ruckus of, we're going to get rid of you. We're just waiting on and finding a time to get rid of you. Suddenly, this guy, you're the most popular guy in town.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, it's good to see. Good for him.
We would have traded you, but that guy didn't want to be here either, so we got to wait.
Meanwhile, the Wild won 4-0.
Yeah, they did.
And Zucker's new team, Pittsburgh, lost in overtime 2-1 to Tampa Bay. How dream scenario would that have been if Zucker gets the overtime winner?
It would have been awesome.
Yeah.
It would have been awesome.
Would have been sweet.
Yeah. Weird year, a night in hockey last night. They had the one guy collapse on the, which is scary as hell. Then the other guy took a skate to the face last night, right? Did I see that as
That's
well?
That's terrific.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Jay Bomeister, right?
Yeah. He collapsed on the bench.
And you can, I mean, it's a scary thing. I mean,
postpone the game.
Yeah. Obviously, a very good day for us to have Parrish in. There's about 40,000 things we can talk to him about today. So he is coming in, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I played a little Rocket League with him last night, but...
thanks for the invite.
You're welcome.
Yeah, hockey and I have that system.
I mean...
Well, his son, Turner, was playing with the Oculus Quest because he got his. I've been waiting for mine for a month and a half.
Longer than that, right?
Right before Christmas.
Hockey, did you get yours?
No, I didn't order a Quest. We got the other one, you know?
Yeah.
And it had the box hasn't been opened yet.
He got the Oculus Viewmaster where you click the sides and then it changes photos.
Yep.
Wait a minute. You ordered that and you haven't opened it yet?
That's correct. It was a birthday or a Christmas present for Abigail, and it hasn't been opened yet.
Right, and he realized it was the wrong one.
Yeah,
you couldn't return it.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to return. I'm going to open it eventually. I'm going to remember to do it. But last night I was sitting on the couch, watching television, icing my knee, which is completely different for me to be doing nothing sitting on the couch.
How was your knee?
By the way, a month ago today. Can you believe that?
Already?
Time flies,
fast.
Man. A month ago today.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, today's only the 12th, but it was four Wednesdays. It was on a Wednesday, and this is the fourth Wednesday since then.
Have you pooped recently?
Yeah. I'm starting to. I'm not 100% there yet, but it's starting to get back to normal. My BH is starting to remember its name.
Thanks. Cheers.
Yeah. So we're getting there, and all kinds of weird things happening. I'm super excited about finding out who's going to be filling in for AJ on Friday. It's the first time he's ever played, right?
First time,
yeah. It was a great idea by you.
Well, I love the guy,
Same.
And I think he's funny as hell, and I would have him on the show all the time, but, you know, he's lazy.
Yeah.
Moss from K102.
And the Vikings Radio Network.
Will be joining us to play initials. And again, for
Michael
the first
J.
time.
Michael J. Mussman III.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what he's like.
He's a pretty smart guy.
Very smart guy.
I think he'd be okay.
We'll see.
And he's Moss. He's funny.
He is, man. He makes me laugh.
I mean, do we have to talk about the state fair?
Do we have to say the words?
Well, my guess is going to be awkward because we've never invited him on our state fair show, so he might...
Nah,
push for that a little bit on Friday? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. It might be weird.
Have to say those words. It'll be great, dude. I love Mus.
Yeah, I love him. Good dude, man. Makes me laugh. But it was pulling teeth to get him to wake up in the morning. What time do I have to be there? Really? Well, yeah, it's a morning show.
Yeah, it's a morning show.
Remember, he used to do this.
Yeah, he used to do one.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah,
I know. I'm asking you to come in and do it and have some fun with us.
Yeah.
So he's going to do it. That'll be fun.
That is cool. All right, we'll come back. We can do front page sports. We'll talk about Zucker's night, the Wild's night. Yeah, some weird things going on in hockey. We'll do sports when we come back. Para should join to really break all that stuff down around 7. And then Mark Rosen about 7:40. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
You got long balls, Larry. Long balls. You got long-ass balls.
I've got long balls.
Doctor, you've seen his balls, right?
Would you say my balls were unusually long?
They're a bit more distended than the average testicles.
You got long-ass balls, Larry. Long ball, Larry.
KFAN. Total the Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show at 5:55. Thank you for tuning in. It is the 12th of February already.
Yeah, it's Pete Sauce's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, Pete Sauce. You look like that one guy in that one movie.
Ford versus Ferrari?
Have you guys seen that yet, by the way?
No.
Okay, I encourage you to watch it. Oh, you son of a bitch!
Jesus.
I'm sorry, I wanted to hear the song. And I can't tell the difference. What was I saying before I screamed something?
Pete Sauce.
Oh, yeah. Pete Sauce, Ford versus Ferrari.
There's a scene in Ford versus Ferrari featuring the guy who looks like Pete Sauce that is unexpectedly emotional in a great way. I encourage you guys to watch the film. It's really, really good. By the way, when it won audio the other day for the Oscar, I was like, exactly. The sound of those race cars in that film, perfect. I digress.
Cool.
You know, there's a part of you that says Darwin Award, right? Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
But then there's also a part of you that says when you're young, a kid, you do really stupid things. So here is a PSA, not only to the kids who might be up at 5:56, but to all the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Today, out of nowhere, apropos of nothing, Larry, tell them not to do the Skull Breaker Challenge. Okay.
The Skull Breaker Challenge.
Yes. If you don't know what this is, you shouldn't. Because it's so dumb it shouldn't exist.
Oh my God. But it does.
And kids are doing it because kids are dumb.
Go for it.
From time to time. A Florida student said yesterday she was hurt last week during the Skull Breaker Challenge making the rounds on TikTok. Under the rules of the challenge, three people standing in a line jump at the same time. And the middle person has their feet kicked out from underneath them by the other two.
My God.
That person causes the person to land on their head on the ground. The Skull Breaker Challenge. And guess what's happening, guys?
Skulls are being broken.
People are breaking their skulls.
Yeah, concussions, everything,
Now, if these were adults doing this, I'd say Darwin Award.
Well, yeah.
But these are teenagers?
Yeah, sometimes younger than that. They're kids looking to be famous, right? Because you get yourself on... On the internet, you might be famous, but you also might be paralyzed.
Yeah.
So, apropos of nothing today.
Teenagers.
Just tell your kids.
We can just call them dumb.
No.
If they're doing the Skull Breaker Challenge.
No. Yeah.
If you're dumb enough to do the Skull Breaker Challenge.
Corey, you have no idea how dumb the stupid things. Would you have
ever done the Skull Breaker Challenge?
No, but I.
Maybe.
But we went to the other towns looking for people to fight.
Why is that?
That's the accidental Skull Breaker Challenge.
Yeah, why were you looking to fight?
Well, because they might come steal our women. We were heading them off at the pass.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Kids do stupid things.
Well, yeah, how many times have you been punched in the head?
A lot.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah.
I was not good at fighting.
Yeah, but you fought.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah, you had as Corey said, you had your own Skull Breaker challenge.
That's right.
Yeah, plus you had that Skull Breaker challenge in Colorado outside of that bar.
Did you? Yeah, well, there was no danger of me breaking her skull.
She gave you skull.
Well, that's pretty on the money. Did you never grab the bumper of a car on a snowy day and have people drag you around?
What?
Dumb.
No.
You never did that?
God dang, you're a hick.
You never did that?
No.
You did that, right?
No.
You never did that?
Why would I do that?
Why would anyone do that? Like the video game Skitchin, remember that, Cor?
Skitchin?
Yeah, it was that rollerblade bit where you'd hang off the back of cars as you drove down the highway.
Never played it, never heard of it.
It was out for like 2 months because I think it got banned or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's something you'd do.
Yeah.
The only thing even close to this was like, I don't know, God, I'm getting old. 30 years ago, my dad owned a hardware store. And we had this van. And my friend would drive me around, and I would go up on the roof of the van from the hardware store. And basically, we'd ride around town, and I would do backflips, or I would do handstands on the van.
Sure. You'd surf.
Yeah. I would basically van surf.
Yeah, you were surfing. Those waves were...
And one time, I did this just epic handstand.
Right.
Right. Buddy's driving me around. He wanted to get up there. And I'm like, duh, it's my turn.
Right.
It's my van. It's my dad's van.
Right.
So I did this just like, I don't know, 30-second handstand. My dad saw me doing it, and that was pretty much the end of that.
Oh, right, no. Right.
How's your dad's hardware store doing?
I haven't checked.
Hardware
the sequel.
Hardware lose?
Yeah.
Lose hardware?
Yeah.
Right over there.
So, I mean, that wasn't the Skullbreaker challenge, but we used to van surf, basically. That's the whole point of the story.
So you're upset with him for hanging on to the back of a car, but you van surfed?
He doesn't.
No,
okay, cool. Yeah, all right, good. Yeah. Good. Well, I never know because you've never seen the movie. So I never know.
Do you even know what movie I'm talking about?
I've seen Monty Python.
Okay.
Okay.
When I was I just had gotten my driver's license.
Oh, boy.
Just had gotten my driver's license, which is, you know.
What song were you jamming to?
Well, I can tell you, actually. And this is a guess because there were so many straight up deep jams back then. But it was probably this. Probably Wasp.
Yeah.
But I had a 76 Trans Am with a 400 four barrel. And that thing flew. And I probably had my driver's license for 2 weeks.
Oh, God.
And there was a guy in a Cutlass who came up behind me on the bumper and revved his engine. So, what's the equivalent of fighting the guy? Racing him. So,
my God.
On State Route 47, I stomped the gas, and we must have been doing 110. And there was a curve, and I hit the curve at not that high rate of speed, but a pretty high rate of speed, because I'd had my license for 2 weeks.
Right.
And of course, we didn't have our seatbelts on because they were tucked down in the seats.
Yeah, those
are where they belong.
Yeah, those aren't cool. Yeah. Those aren't cool.
You remember old school? Yeah, getting into cars and you're like, "Where is the seat?"
Yeah, right. Oh yeah,
that was a fun little game we all got to play. Where is it?
Yeah,
and you would dig in there like you were looking for the remote in a couch.
Yeah,
it's in here somewhere.
My parents, I think,
just go. I'll find it.
87, 89, 88 station wagon didn't have a middle seatbelt.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
put
and again,
Dob in there.
Right.
Yeah, that's where Dob's at.
That's the right spot for him.
There was no ding, ding, ding if you didn't put your seatbelt on.
Right.
Right. Yeah. The car expected you not to.
The car wanted you to get hurt.
Right?
Yeah.
It was an accessory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were a team. We were in this together.
Right. Yeah, right. You were one.
So I make this right-hand turn, and my buddy Chad Jordan, my best friend in the world, almost flew out the passenger window. Mm-hmm. And that's not a joke. Like, literally, off the seat with his head out the window like this. And I have to say, it scared me straight. It really scared the living hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
Because he almost went out the window. And
he's dead.
Luckily, we did the Skullbreaker challenge, and he didn't die.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, kids do stupid things.
Ugh. I never did the rollerblade bit, but I definitely, this bully in high school, I skateboarded, and I held onto his bumper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we kind of drove around the town square, and eventually he panicked and then ran into a truck that was carrying manure.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a convertible.
He just washed his car, too, remember?
The manure dumped right on top of him and into the car.
Is that the
guy? And I just kind of skated away.
Is that the guy that said the thing about dinosaurs? Is that guy? If dinosaurs existed, we wouldn't go out.
The great Richard Oakness?
Was that
Richard Oakness? He wasn't a bully.
Oh, okay.
He was the class clown.
Oh.
You ever have a car crash, Corey?
Yeah.
Like a intense one?
Pretty good one.
Really?
Yeah,
I have too. Have you ever told the story on there?
I don't
know it, or I've forgotten, so it's new to me.
Yeah, I rear-ended a family coming home from soccer practice once. Pretty good. I was changing lanes.
You were coming home from soccer practice?
No, the family was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You were probably out driving around causing troubles.
Ruckus.
Yeah, you were ruckusing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. No, I was changing lanes, so I looked back to my blind spot, and the second I looked back, they basically had slammed on the brakes because of the car in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
I looked back, and I'm like, I don't have time to stop. Boom. Right by St. Paul.
Anybody get hurt?
No. But of course, when I realized there's a family in the back, I'm like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I also once got rear-ended on 94 by a lady from North Dakota with the last name Kleinsaucer.
Oh, yeah. You've told that story. Yeah. Yeah.
No idea if they were related, but it was she was from North Dakota, right? Last name Kleinsaucer. I'm like,
I mean, come on.
Did Jimmy's sister or niece or something just crush my car? Never found out. And right. I don't remember her first name, so it's not like if I ever see Jim again, I could ask him, hey, what's your sister's name?
Right.
I don't remember what her name was. That was 15 years ago.
Were both those cars ruined, or were they fixable? Or
No, neither one was totaled. Oh, they were both fixable.
Right. What about you, Saucy? You ever have a bad car crash?
Yeah, when was this? Probably 15 years ago. My buddy's folks lived out this way, and I was on my way to my other job at the time, and I was driving up the road to drop something off at his parents' house, and this probably 16 or 17-year-olds didn't stop at the stop sign and plowed right into the side of my car, and I slid like probably 30 feet into a stop sign. It was terrifying. I'm like, I'm going to tip. I'm going to tip over. And then, it was weird. I hit my head really hard. It was, wasn't that bad, but yeah, it was scary at the time because I'm like, I'm going to tip over and die. This is it. I thought that it was it, but turns out they were doing something illegal, so they got a lot of trouble. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're buying something. When the cop showed up, he's like,
I don't know why. Yeah, right.
I don't know why you can't say that. I love that you try to censor yourself. It's drugs.
Yeah, it was weird because they're like, the cop showed up and he's like, what are you doing over this side of town? I'm like, I don't know. Going to my buddies and then they
buy drugs.
Yeah, and then he was like, oh, okay. And then, yeah, it was weird. It was a really weird scenario. And I just got in my car and drove away with the whole side of it smashed up.
No kidding.
Yeah. And I haven't ever done a favor for my buddy since. Yeah, it sucked.
I would say arguably the worst car crash I ever got into, though, was I was carrying a satchel with about $2.4 million that I'd just stolen from this guy. I get absolutely T-boned. Break my arm, car just demolished, window shattered. I pay the kid, and they basically say, you didn't see me. And I just walk away. And then the movie's over.
I was running third in the Daytona 500.
Careful. That's too far. Jesus, Lord.
Oh, boy.
It's real bad. You're going to hell.
All right, should we do sports?
Does Sauce know the movie I just referenced, yes or no? Do either one of you know the movie I just referenced?
You got hit and you paid the kid.
I had $2.4 million that I had just stolen. I got T-boned, broke my arm, window shattered. I paid the kid to basically say that he didn't see anything, even though I paid him for a shirt so I could use it as a sling. And then I just walked away from the car accident before the cops got there.
Is that Pulp Fiction?
Is it?
No, it's not Pulp Fiction.
The Michael Douglas Breaking Down or whatever movie?
Falling Down. No.
What is it?
Fast and the Furious.
Haley, do you know?
No idea.
Do we have any prizes? This is super easy.
We do, actually, yeah.
If we have prizes, let's just take a call.
Forever.
This is going to be the first caller is going to get it, but still. 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326.
Get to the prizes here. I'm pretty sure we have Pheasants Forever tickets. Or you know what? We could give away Nickelback tickets.
Yeah,
probably.
Nickelback Let's tickets. There you go. Sure.
The hell is my password? They got this new thing you got to go through to sign into your email and stuff.
Every time it annoys out of me.
You have to get texted a code just to get into your email.
It's ridiculous.
Right. I hate it.
Yeah. I'd rather have you just steal my information.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Take all you want.
Yeah, this is not my Gmail. This is my work email. There ain't nothing here.
I know your password, though. Just type what I say. Ready?
Okay, ready, go.
One.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Yep.
Three.
Yep.
Four.
Yep.
Five.
Five. Well, thanks, man.
Same combination on my luggage.
Appreciate it.
Brilliant.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you the first caller gets it. Good morning. What's your name?
Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Matt,
what movie am I talking about?
No Country for Old Men.
That is the correct answer.
Oh, yeah, I should have known.
The end of No Country. The greatest film of all time.
Matt
knew it.
I think I might have lied to Matt. Looks like I might have given away all my Nickelback
tickets. We don't have any Nickelback tickets?
Hold on, let me see if I didn't give away any this week.
This is the beauty of it. We'll just put him on hold and give him something. We'll find something for him. The guy got the answer right.
He got it right.
But we're out of tickets.
It looks like I got Pheasants Forever tickets, but that's it.
Okay, Matt, thanks, though. We'll put you on hold. We're going to find something for you, all right?
I'll give you a big smooch.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, it's Snow Country. And again, that pissed thing. It's the whole people like closure in films. And clearly I've made it known. That's my all-time favorite film. And I like the non-closure, right? He walks away. Well, who gets the money? Who cares?
Yeah.
It's over. Right? You don't have to see the rest of his life story. You don't have to see him go hand the money to somebody or keep the money. He walks away. Well, what happens? It doesn't matter. You get to think. You get to imagine. I wonder what happens.
I only saw that film one time.
Oh, it's so freaking good,
man. I only saw it once as well.
It's so perfect, and he is such a beast in that movie. And every line, that whenever they talk about fate versus coincidence versus chance, it's just fascinating. It's so good. One of the all-time bad guys. Top 2, 3, 4 ever.
How long into it were you like, this is amazing?
10 minutes in. It had me absolutely on the edge of my seat the entire
time.
That's
awesome.
Yep. I think I saw, that was the last, I think that's the last movie I've seen in the theater multiple times, because I think I saw it 3 or 4 times in the theater, because I couldn't stop telling people, you got to see this. Well, I'll go see. I don't have anybody to see. I'll go with you. I got nothing to do. I'll go. Let's go. This is pre-Angie.
Yeah, shocking.
It's like 07, so I'm like, I got nothing to do.
Yeah.
I'll go.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah.
Time now for Front Page News.
Presented by Ryan Pasiga, Criminal Defense.
Thanks, Ryan. Yeah, won Best Picture. Deservedly so. And in any other year, There Will Be Blood probably would have won. Just happened to come out at the wrong time. But There Will Be Blood is a sick, sick movie as well.
Yeah, that movie is great.
So good.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Wild won 4-0 over Vegas. That's basically what the Wild do. They are the one team that just owns the Vegas Golden Knights. Goals by Erickson Ek, Fiala again, who's red hot. He's like Hansel. Parisi and Spurgeon. The Wild have won now 4 of 5 and 5 of 7 overall. 2 more home games, including tomorrow night against the Rangers, then Saturday against San Jose. This basically month and a half long stretch where all they do is play at home is coming to an end. But still, a resurgence with this home schedule the last couple of weeks. Paul, your hands up.
The Wild are 6-1-1 all time versus Las Vegas.
Crazy.
That is crazy, yeah.
Meanwhile, former Wild player Jason Zucker made his Penguins debut. They got on the board early, they being the Penguins, but they lose in overtime 2-1 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Zucker did not score a goal.
He did have 5 shots, though.
Yeah, I believe it was Malkin that got it. But yeah, as we played the soundbite last segment, Jason said he basically mishandled every puck that he touched. He said he did not play well. Just trying to get comfortable out there.
Yeah, he'll get into the swing of things and dominate. Hopefully they win a Stanley Cup and he wins the Conn Smythe Trophy.
Hmm.
That is.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah, hell yeah, Beavis.
The Wolves host Charlotte tonight at 7 o'clock, and I kind of am blown away by what I'm about to say, but the Wolves are 8.5-point favorites.
What?
Yeah.
8.5-point favorites. They are minus...
Makes sense to me.
Minus 3. You're a huge fan. You're a big D'Angelo Russell fan.
Yeah, but tonight's the night, Hawk.
Tonight is the night. Yeah. We have no idea...
I'm going.
...if the Wolves are doing anything with the videos... that they had people like Chris Hockey send to D'Angelo Russell. We don't know if it was sent directly to D'Angelo just to say, hey, look at all these people that are excited you're here, or if they're going to run it on the big screen tonight at Target Center. It would be a little bit weird since it's their second home game since the trade, but he didn't play in the first one.
Yeah.
So if he plays tonight, do they do some kind of special sizzle reel? If they do and Chris Hockey's involved, again, please...
No, do not boo me.
Boo?
Please, you know I mentally can't handle it.
And record it on your cell phone, because he has no business being a part of anything Timberwolf-related. That would be like the Minnesota United going...
I am on a major market morning show.
Doesn't matter. That would be like the United saying, hey, we're going to have Meat Sauce as the honorary captain to come out and, you know, drop the first ball or whatever the hell soccer teams do.
I haven't had
that. That would make no sense.
Like Larry David's?
Yeah, because he's got...
He got long balls, Larry.
Long ball, Larry.
Long by Larry.
First off, don't boo Hogsley.
Yes,
no,
boo him.
No, that's
Please
mean.
Don't. Thank you.
Don't, He'll be don't sad. I would be sad as well, but I hope to God it's one of the first. They're like, the lights come down. They're like, welcome to the Minnesota Timberwolves, D'Angelo Russell. Then the first video is just Hogs.
Hey, D'Angelo, I'm Chris Hockey, and I like sports. Blah, 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 blah.
No, you don't.
Am I from Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah, your worms are.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait, dude.
So you're going tonight?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Are you going just to see if they play Hockey's video, or are you, you know, hanging out with some gal or something?
No, I'm going to see if they play Hockey's video, and I haven't been to a game yet, and I want to see it. I'll stay for like two quarters.
I haven't been to a game this year either.
You haven't been to a game in 10 years.
No, last year, I'm bigger season fan opener.
10 years.
Who's been to a game more recently, me or Chris?
Well, I think Hockey's been to a Lynx game.
Been to
more
a bunch
recently.
Of Lynx games. Yeah. So that counts.
That does not count. I'm talking Timberwolves.
Basketball, it's a Target Center. It counts.
No.
Hockey. Yeah. Well, never mind. I can't ask you that. I'll ask you off the air. Anyhow, it's time for our national cash contest.
Oh, awesome.
Text the word. Text the word pizza. That's pizza to 200-200 for your shot to enter, and to get a grand in your hand. Standard text message and data rates apply.
Awesome.
Awesome. At $4.6 billion, the New York Knicks, despite sucking for the better part of the last two decades, they are the NBA's highest valued franchise. $4.6 billion with a B.
Crazy. Sounds like money well spent.
Do you think Hockey could name two all-time Knicks? The over-under is 1.5. Could he name?
He can name exactly one. One. And it's the one that you think.
Yeah. He can't name two?
I think he can name it. If he's actually trying, he can name exactly one. Name anybody who's ever played for the Knicks. Go.
I can see his face. His first name was Pat.
This is the only one I thought he would get, and he's only halfway there.
First name's Pat. Pat.
I guess he's not even halfway there.
No.
He's halfway through his
Patrick
first
Ewing.
Name. Okay,
yeah!
Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing.
That's the only one.
Hold on, I'm not done
now
yet.
You're screwed.
Stephon Marbury.
Holy bleep.
Holy smokes. Yeah.
I'm just impressed he didn't call him Stephon Marbury.
I'm shocked he didn't say Kevin Durant that he normally says.
All right, you win.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice job.
Yeah, yeah, but
you're welcome to keep going.
Yeah, can you name another one?
Maybe you can name 46 and we just stop
you
short.
What? I would, but we got to go to break.
Oh, okay, yep. Gotcha. More of the Power Trip 102 after this on The Fan.
Sorry, man. It's hard to fade out of Motley. Jam on, everybody. As you cruise on down your gypsy road to work. Thanks for tuning in to the Power Trip Morning Show at 624.
All right, you guys don't care as much as I do, but man, I'm having a badass music week. We got very jacked, of course, about Rage Against the Machine yesterday, because that's May 11th.
Yeah.
That's a top 5 to 10 band for me all time, right?
Yeah.
A definitive top fiver for me also got announced yesterday coming to Minneapolis. I'm having a good week. First, I believe, full U.S. tour in about 3 years. Sunday, August 9th, at the Armory in Minneapolis. The Deftones.
Oh!
The Armory's sweet.
Yeah.
Deftones, August 9th.
That's awesome. I hope the Vikings play a preseason game that day.
Nope, skipping it. Yeah, so in fact, I hope they play as well, because I'll be at the Deftones.
Hogs and I will be working.
Yeah, because we like our jobs. Take them seriously, I think is what we'd say.
I'm pretty sure Hawk likes the Deftones more than preseason football.
Yeah, but not if it's in a cool city.
Ugh. The Tones. So much So much fun. And they just shred.
The band that everybody continues to tell me to listen to that I still haven't yet is opening.
Oh, I haven't even looked who the opener is.
Gojira.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's like, dude, you got to check out this band. This is the first time I've ever heard them. But they're very popular. They'll draw really well.
Yeah, that'll be a great show.
This is very Deftones-esque anyway.
I would say it is, yeah. Let's see what the guy has to say here. What if the guy comes in and he sings like Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Or Cher.
Whoa.
Yep, Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm digging this.
Yeah, this is losing me a little bit,
but
I like the music.
God, he's pissed.
Yeah, I'm out.
I don't know what he's pissed about, but I am too now.
He's pissed about Kiss.
We all are. Somebody locked the door on that sumbitch. Who locked the door on Gojira?
This is actually Nordo getting locked in the elevator.
I'm digging this. This is the kind of band that I would really like live, even if I don't know any of their music. There you go. Gojira opening for the Deftones.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe I'll show up for a couple of their songs and then time it out right where the Tones walk on 15 minutes after I get there.
I got to get to a show there.
Armory is
sick.
Yeah,
I can't believe you've never been there, Hogs.
I have not.
I was super impressed. I've been there exactly one time.
It's for 311, right?
Right, and it was great. Super cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Speaking of Rage Against the Machine, some teenagers in the United Kingdom are super pissed that Rage Against the Machine is headlining a couple of major music festivals over there. They're pissed.
Why?
Because they said they don't know who Rage Against the Machine is.
Hmm. Come on.
This is exactly like a couple months ago when the Tool album came out and all the Taylor Swift fans were pissed that this brand new band, Tool, was trending to potentially bump Taylor Swift off the top of the charts.
Great point.
Who's this band, Tool, no one's ever heard of?
Right.
Why are they going to be number one? We can't let some new band take over T-Swift. New band?
Come on.
Who dis?
Right, yeah, that's a Tool saying, new number.
Right, so in the last 6 months, we've learned the world is mostly starting to forget or never learn Rage Against the Machine and Tool.
Which sucks.
Whoops.
It happens.
It does happen.
Yeah. It'll happen
to the next generation.
Of course it will.
What do you mean you don't know who
Kendrick Lamar is?
Yeah, or Justice Bieber or whatever.
Yeah, Justice Bieber.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is this Gorzira?
No, this is Butcher Babies.
What?
Butcher Babies?
My God. Yeah. What are you into?
I opened for these guys in, these gals, I should say, in
Sturgis?
Sturgis. And they're very, very, very attractive ladies. Two ladies. And one of them screams like Linda Blair.
Jesus.
And it's kind of sexy. And it's weird because you find a way to shrivel and have an erection at the same time.
Are they the offspring of people whose employment is being a butcher, or do they butcher babies?
No. What you said is correct. Yeah, right.
Whoa.
I didn't know this was in the system, but... Yeah, they were very scary.
Yeah,
Sauce is nervous.
I like it when girls scare me.
Yeah, not me.
I like to go, whoopsie.
Yeah, Hockey's into witch porn now.
Is that a thing? It's gotta be, 100%. Right?
You'd watch it.
I'll look it up.
Hey, can I tell you guys something real weird?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. What do you think, Cor?
Well, before we dive into this, I should have written it down. Somebody had a great, great idea on Twitter a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Remember last time we did this bit, you said... We can either listen to Sauce's story, or you were going to sing Pina Colada.
No, yeah, I played it.
Yeah, I played the Pina Colada.
But you were going to sing it as Watto over the top of Pina Colada.
That's right, I forgot. That's right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So somebody on Twitter said we should call the bit Chorus or Boris.
That's a great idea.
So every time it's you threaten to sing some random song, not Pina Colada every time, some random chorus with one of your bad impressions, so like Michael Caine sings, you know, Stairway to Heaven.
Okay.
Or we listen to Sauce tell a story. And the Twitter guy said we can just call it Chorus or Boris and have everybody vote.
Let's try it.
So what's your suggestion? What will you sing?
You just said it. You just said Stairway to Heaven as
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
All right, so you can either have Michael Caine
come on, sing everybody's gonna want that.
Well, maybe not.
No.
That sounds awful.
It sounds terrible to me, and I'm the one that's gonna do
it's
it.
It's gonna be awful.
Saying, do you want to be kicked in the nads or gonna sweet HJ?
So we should get an open and just have this bit called from now on. Chorus or Boris. And whoever the Twitter follower is that did it can know that it was your idea and it's brilliant.
Yeah, nice job, you person.
Yeah, whoever you are, I should have screenshot.
They're all gonna vote for Hawk's dumb.
So we're gonna take five calls or less. 651-989-5326 or 1-800-320-5326, and you just pick the Chorus or the Boris.
I just wanted to tell you something. We don't have to vote on it.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so we've been too many times.
Have you not learned the last democracy on earth is the Power Trip Morning Show?
I don't know. Good morning. What's your name?
What's a democracy?
Andy from Andover.
Oh, hi, Andy.
Hey, what up, Andy from Andover?
Andy.
You have exactly two options. Either Sauce is going to tell you a story, or Chris is going to sing Stairway to Heaven as Michael Caine. Which one do you want?
I'm sticking with Sauce. I don't want to hear that garbage.
Oh, see, thank you. You thought you lost already.
Thanks, Andy.
See, Hawk's actually a little excited just prove that not everybody's going to vote for the chorus part.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Andy.
I would be, but I don't get to vote. Good morning. What's your name?
Steve Stevenson from Stevens Point.
Oh, Steve. What's up, dude?
You always call.
I sometimes call, most of the time.
Yeah. Chorus or Boris?
I have to hear Michael Caine doing that.
Okay.
Well, there you go. So
Michael Caine.
Right. Okay.
Michael Caine, Stairway to Heaven.
Stevenson.
So Chorus or Boris, so far it's 1-1. We do best out of five. This bit takes forever, but it's worth it. Good morning. What's your name?
We'll find out. Gwen from Fargo.
Hey, what up, Fargo?
Fargo, North Dakota. Right on. Hey, do you know any of the Klein Saucers?
No.
All right.
That was all I had. Chorus or Boris?
I'm with Sauce on this. Let's hear his story.
Okay.
See,
right.
Fargo automatically thought.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fargo loves meat sauce. Good. All right. Good. 2-1 leading Sauce.
I hate Tommy Olsen.
Yeah. Well, not anymore. Well, Tommy's warmed up to Fargo. Yeah. Good morning, Power Trip Morning Show. What's your name?
Tony, straight out of Dogtown.
Dogtown.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, man.
What up, baby?
I got to hear some Zeppelin.
All right. There you go.
I didn't even have to ask. Yeah. He wants Zeppelin. All right, bye, babe. All right, he loves both, but he wants to hear Michael Caine do Zeppelin. It's 2-2.
It is. It all comes down
to
this. It
comes down.
It's about where you're
line
finger
four.
Lands.
Good morning, Power Trip Morning Show. What's your name and where are you from?
Cody from Monticello.
Monticello. All right.
He wants to hear Sauce.
You have two options, and you are the fifth in deciding vote. Do you want to hear Hawkey sing as Michael Caine, Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven, or do you want to hear whatever Sauce was about to say and bring up? And he says it's not even really a story. We don't know what it is. Do you want the chorus or the Boris?
You know, I don't like Michael Caine, so let's go with meat sauce.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable.
All right. I didn't think that was okay, can I say something?
You.
This is a democracy.
It's a damn democracy.
And that's a random vote. We don't even pick the first five callers. I just hit a random button out of the six lines.
Yeah, we said caucus.
Right. There's no rhyme. We can do that later.
Power trip, people.
You offering?
Caucus.
Jesus.
Right? That's what's going on in this joint.
Sauce, you won the vote.
So here's the thing.
Hang on, let's do this right.
You got to do it right, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Here with something is the fan, Paul Lambert.
Okay, before I tell this, it's really dumb.
Oh, God. Well, we know. That's why we voted.
Come on.
So I started to take melatonin again to help me sleep because I don't sleep very well.
If this is a dream story, I'm going to punch myself in the testicles.
You got long balls, Larry.
Long ballers.
So, like, it was like, I think a week ago, I was laying in bed, and I was like, when the melatonin, like, started to hit, I'm like, all right, here we go. We're going to fall asleep. And then, like, an hour or two later, I think it was like an hour or two later, I'm 100% convinced, I'm not making this up. You're going to think this is stupid. You're going to think I'm weird. You're going to think I'm crazy. You're going to think I should be committed. I was convinced for at least 5 minutes that a full-grown wizard was standing in my room.
No, he isn't.
I swear to God.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I am.
No, because,
yes, I am.
Melatonin is not heroin.
I know, but I'm convinced I saw a wizard.
Nope.
Yes, I am. You don't know what I saw, bitch. And I'm like, why is he casting spells my way? And then I shook out of it.
He was casting spells.
He was casting spells.
He wasn't just standing there.
No. And then I shook out of it, and I'm like, yeah, basically. I think that's why, because in my subconscious, there was that. I swear to you. And then I kind of shook out of it. I'm like, where'd the wizard go? I haven't seen him since. But I'm convinced one night, I don't remember what night, I saw a wizard casting spells in my general direction.
You're a wizard, Harry.
It wasn't that wizard. It was a grown man with a white beard.
So it was Dumbledore.
I don't know who that is. But I'm convinced there's a wizard lurking in Minneapolis. And he shows up at my house.
See, you guys voted for it.
Yeah, but I'm saying it wasn't.
No, I'm saying that they love it.
Yeah, that's fine. But before I could get out that it was not a good story, Corey's already going to the phones creating a caucus. Just using the words, you guys.
No, it's right. It's good that you used it correctly.
It's not my best.
I'm asking for a raise at 901. I'm scheduling a meeting with the corner offices and saying I can't do this anymore unless I get paid way, way more.
It's funny.
Yo, very subtly in that story, by the way, because we got to Wizard Quest real fast. Did you catch that he took the melatonin?
Yeah.
Started kicking in. And he said, oh, great, we're going to sleep. His sleep radar was only 2 hours off. It was kicking in, and he was still up 2 hours later.
Yeah, man.
No, I said I woke up.
No, you said an hour or two later. You didn't say you woke up. You just said an hour or two later.
Oh, yeah, I did. I'm just saying, when it comes to wizarding, I don't think English time exists.
You might be making this entire story up because you would never hold on to a wizard story for 7 days.
Yeah, no, he's right.
No, I have because I don't want to say it because you guys think I'm stupid.
Stupid, stupid genius.
Yeah, thanks, Greg Peterson. Greatest story ever. Take that, non-wizard-liking Corey.
You are a person I do not respect. The things you say, your actions, your methods and style, everything you would do, I would do it the opposite way.
See, now, if you had glasses on, I would play this right now.
That's a remarkably idiotic thing that you just said, but, you know, the fact that you're wearing glasses, I perceive it as a little less idiotic than I normally would. It's interesting.
Even glasses couldn't save that.
What really matters is next.
I heard the coolest story yesterday. So, Cameron Crowe.
I definitely didn't last segment.
Hey, at least you didn't have to hear Michael Caine sing Stairway to Heaven.
I would have loved that.
No, yeah, I would have as well.
I don't think you would have. Cameron Crowe was on Alec Baldwin's podcast. And he did Almost Famous, you know? And the movie Almost Famous was top five movie, maybe top three movie for me. I just love that movie so much. And when they first did the first cut of it, he had all the songs written down that he wanted as part of the soundtrack because it's basically his life story of being a 16-year-old kid writing for Rolling Stone back in the day and traveling with Led Zeppelin, all these bands. So he took a cut of the film to London and met with Robert Plant and Jimmy Page and showed him the film without the music in it and said, you know, I'm asking you guys to let me have such and such song. After they watched the film, Jimmy Page came out and said, we'll let you have our music, but you also have to use this song and this song. They loved the film so much, they gave him songs they wanted him to use in the film.
That's sweet.
How cool, right?
Yeah,
and
that's
Led Zeppelin
awesome.
Doesn't do that, you know? But Tangerine, this is one of the great scenes of that film. Ugh, what a movie. What a movie!
That other band from the 90s that sang that song about tangerines.
Oh,
I don't know. I really don't know.
The Flaming Lips?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
I saw them at that that bit Tool and Dave played at, that concert thing in St. Paul. They're an awesome stage show.
They played this song. She Don't Use Jelly, is this the song?
That's, yeah.
I think this is it, yeah.
I didn't realize this was the
Vaseline, final. Vaseline, not Tangerines, but Tangerines later in the song? Yeah, it's just Tangerines later, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because when I Googled Tangerine song, this is the fifth one.
Yeah, I think it says Vaseline and then later says Tangerines. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Very Led Zeppelin like. It really is.
She make you toast.
That's
toast
sweet, ever.
Kicks ass.
Yeah,
the Flaming Lips wail.
Let's not go too far.
Yeah.
They're
cool,
pretty whaley.
Dude. Yeah. She don't
use what does Chris use?
What does Chris use? Person.
What does Chris go to Costco to buy?
What does Rosie's breath smell like? Damn, he didn't say it.
There's a long way to go to get to him saying Tangerines, but I think it's the end of this one.
Hmm. They're a huge Vegas band. They always play in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this their only song?
No, I mean, they got a bunch.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a bunch is
yeah.
a little loose with the language.
Don't be mean to
I'm just being honest. They didn't have hits.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. Hold on here. Let me find some.
She uses magazines.
What is Chris embarrassed that his dad had a really raunchy collection of?
I wasn't embarrassed at all. I was grateful. I was.
Okay, this might be it.
Yeah, the Flaming Lips did not have hits.
They're a good live band.
I'm not saying they didn't have like an underground following, but they didn't have hits.
You know what's better than having no hits?
The one.
Yeah, that's right.
Did Beavis and Butthead ever watch this video? They almost must have.
Yeah, they had to have. Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, that Beavis and Butthead account that I always retweet is so good.
It is really
they're
funny.
They're brilliant. It
makes
dude.
Me laugh every time.
Every single time, they're funny. Oh, they'd be doing this.
Is this the Tangerine one? It's going to take us forever.
It has to be.
Yeah.
He can't have another verse. She likes her hair too.
Be real orange. There we go. Yeah. Tangerines.
So she washes her hair with tangerines. Sweet.
You know how the other day we played Primus for Tommy, and he's like, what is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Primus,
can you imagine Tommy's reaction to the Flaming Lips singing about Vaseline magazines and tangerines?
This was the 90s.
It was the 90s,
This was the absolute antithesis of everything the 80s was.
Right.
That's why it worked.
Yeah.
Let's not be serious. Let's not pretend we're cool because we're not cool. So let's write songs for people who aren't cool like us.
And there
That's
were a whole
90s.
Bunch of grunge bands that weren't even trying to rock. They just enjoyed being weird.
Yeah.
And the Flaming Lips are a good example. That song's not a, quote, good song.
It's all right.
It's just kind of bizarre. Where you're like, this is weird. Whatever.
We should play 90s alternative for the rest of the day. 90s alternative Wales. Yeah, I'm going to Disneyland. Isn't that the song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this Dinosaur Jr.?
Dada.
Oh, yeah. So, like, 2 years ago, my cousin Garlar asked me if I wanted to go on, like, a summer tour and follow Dinosaur Jr. I declined.
That's not who this is.
No, I know, but I just had a Dinosaur Jr. story.
I just ran away from home. Now I'm going to Disneyland.
This song wails.
That's pretty sweet. People like this song too.
I just crashed my car again. Now I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah. Bob Billy Joel.
I just robbed a grocery store. I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah, this song's about Jameis Winston.
I played this song at Bogart's about 74,000 times.
Yeah.
I just flipped off President George. Rosie. I'm going to Disneyland. Disneyland.
Center Point Energy brings you what really matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports. The Wild 1-4 zip. over the Vegas Golden Knights. Goals by Eric Sadek, Fiala, Parisi, and Spurgeon. First game without Jason Zucker in the Wild win for RIP. What really matters, though, is this.
I guess we know who the problem was.
Yeah, it was Jason. Yeah.
Yep, 100%.
Holding him back.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife has cited a woman in Evergreen, Colorado, for feeding deer inside her home. It wasn't hard to find evidence as the woman shot a video of it on her cell phone. The video shows the deer snacking on bread and carrots and tangerines.
You should play that banger again. I like that, too.
Yeah, you seem to.
The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Company, whatever, posted a video on Twitter and called her selfish and dangerous. They also say it was egregious acts of feeding wildlife that need to stop. I think that's an overreaction, probably.
It seems...
Hey! Yeah.
Look, everybody thinks she shouldn't be doing it, but they're making her sound super mean. Yeah. She wasn't luring them in Hansel and Gretel style and slaughtering them.
Was she feeding them poison?
She was feeding them.
Yeah. Right. Was she having sex with them once they got in the door?
Right.
Hey, while you're here, Mr. Bear.
Yeah. Yep.
You're feeding all of these deer, you bitch!
You monster!
You're under arrest.
How dare you?
Yeah. What's your problem?
Put away those Pop-Tarts and back away, Hitler.
Christ.
Oh, you didn't know that about Hitler, dude?
No.
Yeah, I fed Pop-Tarts to deer. That's a big Hitler fact that Chris just dropped on you.
Oh, my God. I didn't know we started What Really Matters without saying What Really Matters.
A lot of pastries for wildlife back in Germany in the 1930s and 40s.
I wonder they were so fat.
I'm going to Disneyland.
All right. The news is next. Mark Harris can break down the Zucker trade. Talk about the Wild's win. Zucker's performance in Pittsburgh.
I'm going to Disneyland.
We're back after this on The Fan.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Chris Lockie Power Play.
Fan.
Come on out to Treasure Island Resort and Casino and join us, the Power Trip, for our off-air show Thursday night. And then their on-air show Friday morning, March 5th and 6th. You'll have a shot to win awesome prizes, including a trip for two to Las Vegas with the Power Trip at the end of March, thanks to Treasure Island. Complete details at campman.com, keyword events.
What a great song, Hogs.
You marry a music man.
That scene in the tour bus on Almost Famous, right?
Ballerina. You must have seen her.
I was going to play 90s songs, and then you said that one line in here just a moment ago. And I was like, that reminds me a lot of this song, and it's great.
Now she's in me, always.
This song
with me.
Wails.
At present, guys, can I ask you guys an odd question?
In my hand.
At present, Corey Cove meets us, Paul Lambert. How many people text you from a number you do not recognize on a regular basis?
About three. You?
Out in the street.
Yeah, not many.
Handing tickets out for God.
My problem is I never answer phone numbers that I don't recognize.
Yeah, right.
And then they leave me a voicemail, and I'm really, really, really bad at checking voicemail.
Yeah.
So, like, 2 weeks later, it'll be like, you know, your dog has terminal cancer. And I'll be like, probably should have checked that voicemail. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
whatever they told me in the voicemail, I missed the window.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to get a hold of you for weeks and set up an appointment. And meanwhile, I'm sitting at my, you know, in my kitchen going, why won't these people call me? All I need to do is figure this out. I got to get that fixed. I don't know. Why haven't they called you? I don't know why they won't call me back. I don't check my voicemail.
Either do I. Voicemails are pointless.
Just
text dad leaves them all the time.
My dad does too, and it's always like, Corey, this is your father. Give me a call back. I saw that I missed your call. It's the same thing as saying that.
We've had the same number since 88,
right.
Dad. I also, my phone, and it may be a Verizon thing, any, like, spam number never rings. All of a sudden, I'll be like, oh, I have a missed call, and it's some 834 number, and they never leave a message, but my phone's really good about picking up on, like, you know, your car's engine lights on.
I have two things for you. Number one, three things for you. Remind me to tell you the bit about this movie I just remembered, because I think you'll appreciate it. Number one is, there's one person in particular from a number out of state that continues to text me things.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea who it is. And we've passed the point where I can ask him. That's number one. Number two, one of the kindest things, it's a small thing and a very kind thing, that two people did, three technically, but two groups of people did last week at Oedipal's. I knew who both of them were, both groups of people, but both of them, when they walked up to me, said, "Hey, Hawk, I'm blah, 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 this is blah, blah, blah." And even though I knew their, I literally did know their names because I know them both pretty well, it was such a kindness.
To not put you in that spot.
They didn't expect me to remember their name, not because I'm some kind of cool guy, but because we all meet a lot of people and I have a terrible memory.
Right.
And it was such the opposite of the other thing that can happen is, you don't know who I am, do you? Or you don't remember my name, do you?
Yeah.
It was the exact opposite. It's such a kindness. So thank you to those people. I appreciate that.
But to your point, your text point is, I think it's the worst when, not when somebody texts you for the first time and it's a number that you don't know. You're like, I have no idea who this is.
Right.
But you go back and forth and then maybe you delete the text.
Yeah.
And you were too lazy to add that person to your contacts. So it's 100% on you for not knowing who it is. And then they text you 3 months later. Hey, by the way, remember so-and-so? Crap, who's this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you can't ask.
Or you look back in the, or if you don't delete it, you look back in the text to put the puzzle together.
Right.
Like, who is this?
That's why everybody does the new number. Who this?
Sorry.
Which is not true because everything transfers.
Yeah.
Right?
That doesn't work anymore.
No, it doesn't, but I use it still.
Sorry you're so popular.
Just text back and say, you're not important enough to remember.
Yeah. Can I ask
Tell me who
question?
You are.
Talking about phones now. Why? My phone tries to read my mind on everything. This is what you meant, obviously. No, that's not what I meant, but I appreciate you trying. Why can't it ever understand that I'm never talking about a fir tree? I'm always saying four, and I always accidentally hit the I instead of the O. Change that sumbitch to four. How many times in a conversation am I bringing up a fir tree, my phone? Never.
Right.
From now on.
Now everybody listening is going to get an ad for trees.
Automatically assume I meant four.
Right. Apple.
I do that all the time.
Apple. There is absolutely no thing called duck off.
Right.
Why do you continue to make it seem I want to text people?
Right. And no one has ever
duck
been.
Duck off.
Nobody is ducking hot.
No.
Or ducking pissed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's so right, dude. Right. You're so right. That's so true.
Right, Sauce doesn't own a duck. Why would I want the duck to shut? forget it.
No, I get it. I'm not going to
Hang on. Oh, perfect.
Did I stutter?
What are you not going to do?
Did I stutter?
Right.
Oh, man. All right.
Can I tell you? Okay, before we move on.
Oh, no.
About Cameron Crowe?
Yeah.
He was talking about this film. And again, I'm obsessed with this film. And a guy named Ken, by the way, tells me that he just saw an early version of the Broadway musical, Almost Famous, produced by Cameron Crowe. And apparently this young man's daughter is in the cast out in San Diego. It's like the first run to try it out. And they use most of the music. And it's a Cameron Crowe production. So that turns me on.
Interesting.
Billy Crudup, one of my favorite actors, is the main character, or one of the main characters in Almost Famous. He's the guitar player. You know what I'm talking about, Billy Crudup, right?
Yeah, he was in Big Fish as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, what a movie. Golly gee. I need to watch that again.
I believe he's in the morning show, too, on Apple TV. I haven't seen it yet, though, but I think he's in that show, too. Haley's nodding her head. I heard it's good, by the way. I heard, like, the initial response to that was kind of like lukewarm, but I've had a lot of people say that.
No, it's fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard it's worth watching.
I loved it.
Okay, I'm confused. Is that Jennifer Aniston or Steve Carell?
Both.
Oh. And then Reese Witherspoon. And they're all fantastic.
And Billy Crudup.
Yes. And you're going to hate Steve Carell in it. Ooh. As much you will, like, the complete opposite of the Office.
No
He's
kidding.
Amazing in this. And you hate him.
Well, you'll be shocked by this, but I pay for Apple TV, so I should probably watch it.
Oh, wow. I would have lost that bet.
Yeah. What? You pay for Apple TV?
I do.
You mean Apple Plus?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, because, Do you have the Apple, the TV bit, like the box thing?
My butt's shaped like an apple.
Oh, God. Your butt is the exact, like a crab apple.
Yes, so with almost all Apple products, right? When I bought the Apple TV hardware that you're talking about, I got a year of Apple Plus or whatever the hell it is called for free.
Black Friday purchase?
Duh.
Yeah.
Right, Billie Eilish?
Duh.
Yeah, Apple
TV's
saying though.
Hold on, almost cast. And so they, when they first did the film, they started casting people, and the Billy Crudup character, first person they actually took pictures and did some scenes with him, Brad Pitt, and Cameron Crowe. After looking at the picture, and it was Cameron Crowe, and I'm sorry, Brad Pitt, and then the Kate Hudson character, I think was Kate Beckinsale, or maybe somebody like that,
a different Kate.
Yeah, right. And he said, we looked at the pictures and said, this doesn't work. They're
too famous or too recognizable, or
but also too beautiful. Mm. Not that Kate Hudson isn't beautiful, and not that Billy Crudup isn't a stunning guy.
Right.
But I don't know. But I thought it was interesting because Brad Pitt was going to be that character, but Cameron said, this is a different movie with those two in this film. So they recast it with Billy Crudup.
Right, and Kate Hudson wasn't a big deal at that point.
Not at all.
So
right.
It's a lot of shows deal with that, right? Mm-hmm. Speaking of The Office, when Will Ferrell was D'Angelo Vickers for four episodes, right. Or like Kathy Bates was the owner of Sabre. It's weird when you put, like, I would have much rather had unknowns in those roles.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take me out of the show. Instant hypocrisy. Will Ferrell's, like, four-episode run on The Office is off the charts. But I never, it's just Will. It's Will being funny. Mm-hmm. It's not funny because it's The Office. It's funny because it's Will Ferrell for four episodes. But I think that's smart. I like when movies do that. Think of Game of Thrones, even a better example. All of them, essentially, almost all of them, were unknowns before Thrones. Makes it way better.
Yeah, you're right.
Because then when you look at Jon Snow, you're not like, oh, there's Brad Pitt. It's like, no, that's not even Kit Harington. That's freaking Jon Snow.
Yeah.
Right? You only identify him as Jon Snow. Boy, way better when you don't know him beforehand.
Well, that's the Dwight thing. You only know Dwight.
Right, Rainn Wilson.
Yeah. My dad?
Yeah, Dwight.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, my dad's not Dwight.
But the catch with that is, if you're dealing with a whole bunch of unknowns, you have to hope that they're all worthy of the role instead of knowing that Brad Pitt can pull it off.
Check this out. There's some other people that were in Almost Famous who were nobodies at the time who became huge. Obviously, Nick Swardson, his first movie role.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He is in
that. Yeah, we talked to him about that when we had him on the podcast, if you remember. Mitch Hedberg played the Eagles road manager. Mm. Just a smidge of a scene. Bijou Phillips is in it. She's one of the what do they call them? Not groupies, but they call them band aides. Mm. Eric Stone Street, just a smidge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mark Maron, just a smidge, is in it as well. Peter Frampton is in it, but you barely even know it's him. Jay Baruchel's in it. He plays an obsessed Led Zeppelin fan, and he became, obviously, a huge star.
I've only seen it once, so I can't imagine almost any of these scenes.
Rainn Wilson is in it. For a smidge before The Office, before any of that stuff.
What year was this movie?
This would have been 2000.
All right. Office, I think, started in 05, I want to say. So, yeah, that's 4 or 5 years before.
Anna Paquin, is that how you say your last name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Fairuza Balk. Jimmy Fallon's in it, just for a smidge again.
Was probably still on SNL at that point.
Yeah, and maybe new to it. And Zooey Deschanel was pretty new at that time as well. Jason Lee was brand new at the time. Frances McDormand had been around quite a bit. She was maybe the biggest star in the film, but I think she might have been dating Cameron Crowe at the time or something like that. I'm not sure.
But Jason Lee had already peaked before that,
you
though.
You think so, really?
Yeah, because Mallrats.
What about My Name Is... Oh, okay. See, I thought he was peaking at My Name Is Earl. That wasn't his big deal?
He had Mallrats. What was the other one?
Mallrats is Cameron Crowe as well, isn't it?
Dogma. Chasing Amy.
Yeah.
All the Kevin Smith movies, really... But there's, I would say out of all the people you just named, though, Jason probably had already peaked.
Hmm.
Maybe.
But one of the greatest characters is only in a little bit of the film. That's Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, right.
Ah, it's just great. Anyway.
Yeah, I've never seen that film.
Dude, I could go on and on and on about Almost Famous.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen it?
No.
Dude, it won't be a waste of your time to watch it tonight. Right. I promise you.
Teen Wolf, then watch Revenge of the Nerds,
great point.
Then watch Braveheart, then watch Almost Famous.
You know what? Can I put Almost Famous in front of Braveheart?
Sure.
Okay, but that's the correct order there. Yep.
I'll give it a whirl.
Please do. It'll make you cry. The music is great.
Presented by Grey Duck.
You cry, then.
Thanks, Grey Duck.
I do really cry a lot. Thank you, Grey Duck. I appreciate it very, very much. A vacation nightmare at sea is getting worse for thousands of people. Japan confirms 39 more patients on that cruise ship are sick with coronavirus. This is a horror film in the making, if you think about it in reality.
1,000%.
I mean, think about this, right? This brings the total to 174 people on that ship who are sick, including at least 24 Americans. The Diamond Princess has been docked off Yokohama and quarantined now for over a week. Officials are now considering testing everyone on board and then just lighting the sumbitch on fire. I added that last part. They're not going to do that. But still, the virus has now killed more than 1,100 people, almost all in China. Jeez Louise,
think, man. If you're on that boat and you don't have coronavirus, and you're saying to yourself, well, then let me off then, because I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get it.
So you're stuck, but they don't want anybody off the boat. I wonder how long they're going to be there, and clearly they're wondering the same thing. I wonder if people are losing their jobs or on the brink of losing their jobs, if their pets' heads are falling off. Ugh. Like, what is happening
with
the people that are stuck on this ship?
Do you call your guy and say, we want you to come to work? Hell no, you don't. You say, you stay on that ship.
Yes.
And you don't come back to work, mister, until we know for sure you're not dragging the coronavirus in here with you.
Percent Correct. Chance Rosen uses the coronavirus as a reason to not go to the state fair in August.
That could be.
99.
That could be. It's actually not a bad idea. I don't think about it.
Oh, God. I just gave Chris an idea.
So I guess Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders projected the winner of the New Hampshire presidential primary, if you care about that.
Klobuchar was, wasn't she temporarily, though, in
the
lead?
She was leading for some time.
And finished third behind Buttigieg and Sanders.
Yeah, right. And it was pretty close between those three. I don't even care enough to research it yet, and maybe I should, but I really don't. It's shocking how poorly Biden's doing. People just do not dig that guy.
He's falling apart.
He's just falling apart, right?
And Andrew Yang is stopping his campaign as well. The Yang gang is over.
Is that
sauce.
Right?
It's February 12th. This week. Is that doing anything for you? Do you care? I mean, like, are you devastated or are you happy this week?
I don't know.
Does it change any prospects for you at all?
Right.
I don't know who happens.
Does it change your nightlife this week that Andrew Yang's suspension or his suspending his campaign?
I don't know who that guy is.
Okay,
I've never heard that guy's name.
Got it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I read you.
Hey, who this?
That's Mark.
Hi, Mark Parrish.
Once again, after 7:12. If we bet on that, I'd make so much money.
I'm just glad he's here. I like to see his face. He's a pretty man.
We can talk VR with Parrish.
Why don't you?
You're a pretty guy. I like you.
Yeah, hockey'd bet on it.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel the floor vibrating?
Yeah, and there were earlier we went to break, and Corey and I are like, what the hell is that? And there's like this slamming below us.
They're definitely doing some kind of construction
Yeah, I
kind of
like it. It kind of feels good.
Jesus.
Mark, you look great, dude. That beer works
on
you, man.
Thank you.
I got to tell you.
That pure beer laziness,
works.
But thank you very much.
Well, it's good, though. I mean, if that is being lazy, then lucky you, because you look good with it. You look better with the beer than without it.
Thank you, buddy. Nikki, are you listening?
Yeah, your actual face
like
is not worth looking at.
She's not a big fan. Gianna's not either.
Really?
Turner absolutely loves it.
I like it. You look.
Or might be the other way around.
You look like you could either.
One of them loves it.
You look like you could either fix my car or be rude to me.
I'm good at one of those things.
Being rude?
I am horrible.
It looks
mechanic.
Like. Me it too. Looks like. I almost called you Rosie.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Freudian slip. Parrish, it looks like you could either eat Jack Link's beef jerky or be in their commercials.
Or
if
watch
you know what
as
I, mean.
I Jack Link's jerky.
Jesus. Criminy, it's 7:00.
Jeez.
I love Jack Link's jerky. I eat it all the time.
Yeah, so do I.
Got some in my truck.
Well, I'd take
do
some.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well,
what are you doing?
What a ruthless person.
That's why I run late.
I got Christmas presents for you guys down in my truck.
Oh, you do? Can we get them after the show?
Yeah, we'll get them.
Bismarck's police dogs are coming to a TV screen near you. On Tuesday, city commissioners voted to allow the Bismarck Police Department to audition for season 2 of the reality show America's Top Dog. It comes as the department gets ready to showcase its fleet of canine officers on the first season, airing later this month on A&E. A police spokesman says they want the public to see just how much hard work goes into partnering with a police doggy. They say the $25,000 grand prize would go toward recruiting more canine trainers. I am such a huge fan.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I haven't seen it, but I'm a fan of Canine Officer.
This is awesome.
This contest is a gigantic waste of time. We don't need a whole series of TV shows to figure out America's Top Dog.
No, but you get to watch Canine.
Oh, it's Snoop Dogg. It is Snoop. He's number one.
Not even close.
Yeah, he's undefeated.
Yeah,
you're right.
Snoop.
You're right.
From the early 90s with a bullet.
Yeah, and kind of similarly, he can't be around Canine Officers. Because they literally want to jump out the window because they're so overstimulated.
Yeah, well played.
Yeah, this song, What's My Name? Who Am I? What's My Name? Sauce?
This song, Wales.
God, what album was that on?
It's on an album called Doggy Style.
Aw, oh, booby dog.
Duh.
How's your 12-inch black wiener?
My 13-pound black wiener? Is that what you meant?
Jeez.
Had you waited,
Becky?
I'm sorry.
Jesus.
I said it wrong.
Wow.
Well, he always says it, and boy. I just misquoted it.
Yep. Hawks fired. Rift.
And I'm proud of both.
Oh, great.
I thought Steve-O was aggressive.
It's got to be about a foot long, though, right? He's not
a little
very
bit more,
long.
Actually.
Well, he's angry. That doggy gets angry.
Yeah. How old is that dog?
The doggy can get angry. She's
getting up there.
Yeah.
Guinness is getting up there.
Oh, it's so sad when they get old, isn't it?
Oh, don't. Hawk's going to start sucking.
Oh, it is. It's sad, man.
She's barking out of nowhere now. Like, just
yeah.
Sits up, barks.
I know.
Doesn't like stairs, runs into walls.
Grossy!
Mark!
Does she like taking a bath still, though?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's when they become puppies again, right?
Yeah.
You got to see Emma Ruby when she gets a bath. She's a puppy again.
She's such a lap dog now. Like, she doesn't want to go anywhere.
No.
She just wants to be carried. No. Put me down. She likes to climb into my sweatshirt.
Aww.
Which I love.
My dog has twisted lady parts.
My dog's breath smells like toxic waste.
Did your dog throw up anymore? And peanut butter.
Come on. You guys are yucky.
Peanut butter and what's that other thing? Oh, yeah.
Great point.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Thanks, Builders and Remodelers.
The Minnesota Wild beat the Vegas Knights last night 4-0. The Minnesota Wild are 6-1-1 all time versus the Vegas Knights. Why is that, Mark Parrish?
Because they played really, really well, and they own Vegas. They absolutely own Vegas. And the one thing, but I'll miss Jason just as much as the rest of you guys. The one thing that happens with the trade, it's an eye-opener for everybody on your team. I mean, guys that want to stay here, guys that want to play here,
interesting.
Pick it up. You might be next.
Dude, that's so great. And
that's what Garen said yesterday.
I got to tell you, man, I want to hear so much. I want to talk to you a lot about the Jason thing. Let's save it for the next segment, okay?
Sure.
All right. Then the Pittsburgh Penguins lost 2-1. Anyhow, Mark Parrish, St. Louis Blues defenseman Jay Bouwmeester collapsed on the bench and suffered a cardiac episode yesterday. The game was postponed. Reports on ESPN say that he is alert.
Yeah.
But what a scary thing.
Horrifying. To go back with Wild fan Sergei Zoltok, who Darby was playing with, I think, back in Russia, and that happened. They didn't get to him in time, and he passed. He had a heart attack, and nobody was there to help him.
Oh,
so when you see things like that, thank you, 100%.
Yes, man.
And those are terrifying. You've seen the clip. I'm assuming you've seen. I mean, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
You don't just, and you can tell, I'm not quite sure which teammate was right to his left.
Yeah.
And instantly, I mean, there's certain things that you just know, like something's wrong. It's way beyond hockey. This is something's wrong with this. I mean, because you see the kind of sit forward and just kind of slump forward and fall over.
And immediately the guy to his right or left is like, come on.
Those are scary moments. I'm so glad I've never been on the bench or been around one. But yeah, those are horrifying moments. And that's the reminder that, hey, we just play a game for a living.
Yeah.
And life is much more fragile more important.
I read the details of what happened to him, but I wasn't smart enough to read the rest of the story. Did they finish the game?
No. They postponed it.
They postponed it.
Because you're horrified. That's your teammate. That's your brother. They want to stand the cup together. They're the closest team in the world right now.
Right.
You can't go on.
No way.
At that point,
and the fans, everybody's shaking.
Everyone,
the
opposing team, everyone, the refs. Literally, there's one thing on everyone's mind the rest of that night is hopefully Jay Bouwmeester is okay.
I'm sorry that I don't know this, but how much into the game did this happen? Does anyone know?
Yeah, I can tell you in a second here. First period, man.
Yeah, first period of the game.
So you know when they have a moment of silence at stadiums, and some jackass will be like, "Yeah, go!" So
there's always at least
it's almost
one.
It's almost always positivity, but at least somebody has to speak up.
It's about me.
Even though everybody logically can say like, "Wow, there's no way these guys can keep playing if one of their teammates just dropped, is on the brink of death." But some dude,
I was just gonna say,
just paid a bunch of money for tickets.
For sure.
Like, you're telling me you're calling this game off?
You know, I flew in from out of town.
I took work off.
This is my kid's 12th birthday, or this is... I've been trying to date this gal for 6 years.
This is Missouri.
Right.
Mm. Well, that cut,
somebody
that
was super pissed. What, me?
Yeah, no. Tragic. It was terrifying.
Never chased a gal for 6 years.
Glad to hear that he's back doing all right.
Yeah.
Just a couple of years.
Hockey's favorite team, the Wolves, host the Hornets tonight. Hockey's bestie, D'Angelo Russell, makes his home debut. Wolves are -8.5.
We'll get to Mark Parrish's thoughts on the Jason Zucker trade right after this on The Fan. If a cold's right, The Fan. I'd leave
to find an answer on that. Captain Morgan is giving you the chance to join me to qualify to win a trip to Vegas with us, the Power Trip Morning Show. Just show us how you watch the Wild like a captain on Twitter or Instagram using hashtag like a captain and hashtag KFA and Wild for your shot to win. More info at KFAN.com, keyword contest.
This system sucks.
Yeah. Didn't Abbott...
No, see, that's the thing. What he talked to us about was, so we don't want the big voice guy going, an iHeartRadio listen.
Exclusive.
Yeah, right.
That,
I can tell when it has those. I have no way of knowing when it's only a bit of the song. Because it's labeled as being 4 minutes and 36 seconds long.
Right.
That part drives me crazy.
Yeah. The system's dumb.
Right? Hey.
We're just getting vodka bottles handed to us. Hi, Northland
Rosie.
Vodka
I'm
everywhere.
Gonna, thank you, baby. I'll
Rosie brought
you.
In vodka?
Thank you, Rosie.
No, Parrish did.
During the show. Golly gee. Drinker's a drinker. Yeah, right. Anyway. He's going to come in and tell us about his feelings on Jason Zucker and the trade.
Who, Mark or Mark?
Yes. And meanwhile, I'm going to play track.
Oh, this People is one of the greatest songs of all time. Right?
Duh. They have two of the greatest songs of all time, Traffic does.
Play us a tune. Something to make us all happy.
How's the traffic in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Mark Parrish? Worse or better than... the south side of the Twin Cities.
Oh, I don't know. Going through Bloomington is a gauntlet.
Good point.
Yeah, that's always trouble.
Yeah, 494 sucks.
That's random. Pittsburgh's not bad. I mean, rush hour is rush hour, but it's a little lighter than Minneapolis here, that's for sure.
All right, so your guy, Billy Guerin, pulls the trigger on the Zucker trade. He tried to get Zucker a year ago when he was with the Pittsburgh Penguins. He knew that the interest level was still there, calls up his old boss and says... Let's find something that helps you. Let's find something that helps me. He gets Alex Galchenyuk. Is that how you say it?
Yep.
Callan Addison, I think is how you say the other guy's name. A defensive prospect from, what, Canada that people are digging on?
I think it's Callan, but I'm Callan? Not 100%
sure.
On that one.
And then a 2020 first-round pick.
Yep.
But it sounds like it only gets blocked if the Penguins fall out of the playoffs, which doesn't look like that's going to happen. So it's a late 2020 first-round pick, but another first-round pick in what Bill Guerin yesterday said on PA show is... It's a relatively deep draft. They're pretty happy with the depth of the draft. So another young piece.
Yeah.
The window, though, in Pittsburgh, a little shorter than maybe the Wild because they want to win now, right?
They have the 1-2 punch of Malkin and Crosby.
Right.
I mean, we're not talking about superstars. We're talking about Hall of Famers.
Now it's 1-2-3.
So you like the trade for both sides.
There, but that's okay.
You're on board with it from
I
both
do.
Perspectives?
I do. It's tough. You know, I was texting with Jason, obviously, after it happened, being a veteran of being traded, it's tough. It really is. Once or twice. And, you know, you're walking away. You're getting traded away from friends, family, not just yourselves, but, you know, Carly and the wives and kids and the extended staff of the locker room. It's tough. It's hard on everyone, but it really is a good situation for both sides. Now with Jason, his contract, he gets a chance to play with literally two of the best centermen that have ever played the game. I never got to play against or play with a guy like that except for, crap, I guess I'm like McDonald's. That's too bad. No, but and to go on with that, no, it's exciting when you get a chance to play with someone like that and play with a team that literally knows. I mean, they know. Rutherford knows that Crosby and Malkin ain't getting any younger. Each year they have more and more injuries that they have to deal with, and their window is short. And Jason's got a great opportunity to play not just to compete for the playoffs, but their expectations is to compete for a Stanley Cup every single year. As long as 87 and 71 are on that lineup, or Letang even. They are in it to win it 100%, which is exciting. That doesn't make it easy to walk away, especially your first time. Your first time can be really tough. I mean, these are your friends. We've all got this kind of dream imagination, if you will, that like you're going to stay with one team forever. We all think we're going to.
Like Miko.
Exactly.
But Jason had a long run here. And Rosie, as we bring Mark Rosen in here, yep, too. This is a minute soundbite from Jason after the game last night.
Okay.
First 20 seconds or so about how Carly helped him get over there by watching the kids. But it's the 20 seconds in the middle, Parrish. I want to get your thoughts and Rosen's thought on. I mean, Jason flat out said he played awful last night. Check this soundbite out.
No, it was pretty hectic, but that's kind of the fun in it. You know, it was my wife was a big help and making sure that the kids were taken care of back home, and I was able just to worry about packing up and had to run to the rink and grab my gear and all that fun stuff. But you know what? I'm grateful for this opportunity, as I said before, and I think that's just part of the process. Anybody that's been traded knows that's kind of how it goes.
I know you weren't happy with the result tonight. What did you think overall of how you played in your first game?
I don't think I played very well tonight. I thought my hands were terrible. I mishandled pretty much every puck I touched, but I just tried to skate and try to create some opportunities. I think I'll be better next game.
So, he doesn't like the start he got off to.
He had five shots last night. I saw that in the stat sheet. But that, yeah, having not been able to see the game, Mark, I mean, I assume like he probably was. It's almost overwhelming the first night.
It is. Everything changes. There's an adjustment period. He got five shots, which is great. So I'm sure, and he's always been hard on himself in the way he's played in his game. So I'm not surprised he said something like that. But there is just looking down at the puck or looking down to make a play, and all of a sudden you're wearing different colored gloves. Or there's a different colored jersey. There's different lights, and all of a sudden your teammates, you're meeting all these guys, all your teammates in the locker room, and then you go on the ice and you go to call for the puck, and you're like, you were Sid, right? Wasn't it Sid? Is that what you're, like there's this constant second guessing in this adjustment period. So I'm not surprised at all that he feels that way.
And also, Parrish, it's a brand new building. I mean, as weird as this is, you probably don't know where to go. You've been in the same building for as long as Jason was here, but now you're like, wait, where's the lunchroom? Where's the trainer? Where's this, right? It's a new job.
100%. I've done that multiple times. You walk into a new building, you're like, I'm a player. Where's the locker room? You're just trying to figure that out. And that's all an adjustment period. It's I don't want to say it's stressful, but there's a little bit of anxiety that goes along with that.
Can I ask you one non-Jason Zucker-related Minnesota Wild question? Because it has to do with the guy that you mentioned. Well, talk about trades. When Paul Fenton, remember him? Yeah. Traded Mikhail Granlund for a guy named Kevin Fiala. People went, who? What? Yeah. What is he? And then he kind of was kind of, we didn't really hear much about him last year. He's 23 years old. Man, is he exploded on the scene right now. I mean, he's kind of got that sensational aspect of spectacular play to him, right? That he can break open a game.
He's dynamic right now. Yeah. His confidence is through the roof, and he's playing that way. I mean, he's scoring goals. He's the guy that Fenton actually was saying, this is why I traded Granlund, and we're all like, oh, you got to get another pick. This is the worst one of them all. I can't believe your old boss kind of held you over the coals like this. And now you look at it, and it's incredible. Fiala's flying right now, and he's got that. He and Granlund are very similar style players, but he's a little quicker. He's got a little bit more. He jumps and he likes to shoot first as opposed to passing, and it's working out great for us right now.
Parrish, fair to say, out of those three big trades, at least how it's played out so far, the Fiala Granlund trade is number one, Donato Coyle number two, and a distant third is the Rask Nino bit.
That's pretty much back.
I mean, that one's dead, right? Yeah. The Rask trade was a disaster.
Especially with the way Nino came out and the way Carolina played last year into the playoffs and moving forward, it's that one was unfortunate for us.
What a story, Mark.
More with Mark Parrish and Mark Rosen after this. I'm the fan.
The fan.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
Enter for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Impractical Jokers live at Target Center on July 16th. KFAN.com keyword contest.
That's a remarkably idiotic thing.
Is that my song?
But you know, the fact that you're wearing glasses, I perceive it as a little less idiotic than I normally would. It's interesting.
You're damn right.
Damn right, Larry.
God.
Rosie, play the other one for Rose.
Rosie, it's my favorite friendship in the history of television.
Yeah, and Sunday night's episode I had to watch again.
Oh, my gosh.
About Curb. It was, from start to finish, just a piece of artwork. The linear way they... It's just extraordinary writing. Everything fit together like a big jigsaw puzzle. And it was just so... It was one of the best comic half-hour, 40-minute episodes I've ever seen.
Wait, I get those beans, Larry.
You gotta get those beans.
Rosie, I told Steve-O this morning, because he said he hadn't watched this year's season yet.
Yeah.
I think that might be a top five episode ever.
I agree.
The Mexico one?
Yeah, yeah.
Everything was letter perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything. I don't know how considering they ad-libbed so much of that show, how he ties it all together from the get-go. From the thing, you know, the cloth rubbing his glasses, to the, you know, the beans, the whole
thing. Toothbrush bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl he takes
on. The carnival weight bit.
It's just genius. It's just everything about it. All tied together.
They get so good.
And the yo-yo at the end. Yep. Just everything.
You're yoing. I don't know if you're yoing up or yoing down.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, honestly, there's never been a friendship on any television show like that friendship.
No.
In the history of television.
How rare.
I know.
And we're missing the untimely death of Marty Funkhauser, right? I mean, and how important a cog he was in that show.
And they've only referenced him once this season. They said he's in China.
Yeah, I know. I keep thinking somehow.
I wonder
if he's going to... Oh, they wouldn't do that.
What?
I think they'll mention...
Funkhauser's in China right now?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah, so. But this was all before. This was pre, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. If they are going to address it.
Pre-coronavirus.
Were you playing the Marty
stuff.
Bit? The story? The joke bit?
Oh, the Funkhauser bit? Yeah. I'll play it.
Oh,
I got to find it. Yeah.
Oh, great. The joke. Yeah.
You got to do this.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco. Your truck accessories. Thank you, Radco.
So Dom Capers is a new senior defensive assistant coach. So he's employed by the Vikings. Speaking of employment, there's a new trend in the workplace. Apparently millennials are going braless to work, Mark Rosen. I don't know if they do that at
totally
TCO.
Totally disapprove of that.
Dude, I've been doing that my whole life.
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean they're going braless to work?
Exactly what I just said. One career coach, whatever that is, in New York City says, quote, millennial women are much more self-confident than women used to be. Just like men aren't wearing ties as a part of their uniform, some women are skipping bras.
Well, we're looking at hockey, Rosie.
I don't know. It's because I was just looking at him laying down on the floor just a minute ago.
You saw it, didn't you?
No, Rosie, I'd like you to continue to sit down when I read the rest of the story. A 27-year-old woman in New Orleans who wears a triple D bra, what are you shaking your head at? Says she stopped wearing them to her healthcare job because they're so uncomfortable. She said, quote, "No clinic I've ever worked at or patient I've ever seen has said, I'm so sick, I have all these questions, but can you cover up your boobs first?" So she's saying she goes braless now to work.
My goodness.
Have you thought about women going braless in 2020?
Well, I mean,
40 years bad for her
back in Lawyer Lambert in my day.
Gross, don't tie my dad into this.
Your dad likes
to be
tied up.
They were burning bras as, you know, as a statement about women's rights and all that, you know, and it was a different sort of environment that we grew up in the 70s, Sauce, and you should have been there because we had a lot of fun. lava lamps.
Yeah.
A lot of
hash.
No. Just a lot of Allman Brothers, you know, just
damn right.
All that going on. So I don't know. I'd be very surprised that HR wouldn't step in or someone wouldn't.
Why? You can't tell women that they have to wear bras. They're allowed to not wear bras. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I answer the question. Maybe not. You're right. You might be right.
100% they have the right to not
do
that.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
The same way. Hawk doesn't wear underwear.
No.
Look at that thing. You can see it right through his pants.
Here. You can see my pulse if you look close enough.
Yeah.
Lord. Haley, you're a female, right?
Yeah, last time I checked.
Your thoughts about going braless in 2020 to a place of employment?
If someone wants to do that, that's totally their choice. I would never do that. I would be way too uncomfortable to not wear a bra. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, if they don't want to, that's fine. It's a very, like, Jennifer Aniston-esque of them, but...
Yeah. Yes. Does it change your mind at all if they are unbelievably attractive?
That's great. Probably even better than...
What if it's a distraction at work for people like Rosie that don't want to see that?
If they're
covered up. I mean,
yeah. Well, they're covered up, but...
But you can still tell.
You can tell, Rosie.
I didn't realize that.
Topless is different than braless.
Boobs whale.
I mean, that's just
boobs whale, dude. And if that's what you want to do, if that makes you feel better, then do it. Who are we to tell them, ladies, what they can and can't do? You know what
I
mean?
I'd also like to see your topless.
Yeah, but that doesn't... Do whatever you want. Whatever makes you feel comfortable at work. In a land of chauvinistic men.
Sauce, when you wear sweatpants to work, even though you call them joggers...
Haley, are these sweatpants?
No, they're joggers.
Joggers.
Do you wear underwear?
Yeah, do you want to see it?
No, I don't really want... No. Oh, my God.
Pull your pants.
Take a look over here.
Jeez.
Look at that.
I love it.
Jeez. Look at that. Look at him shake that thing.
No wonder you bought a nice car.
That's right.
Okay.
Turn. You better cash in.
I mean, I don't know. Hmm. It would be distracting as hell, but there's no way they can tell him that you can't do it.
No, I don't care.
Of course you can do it.
Wear whatever you
do
want.
Do whatever you want, yeah.
I don't think it would hurt your back, though. For real. Don't you wear bras mostly, like, to
for
keep
support.
Those things from weighing you down?
Yeah, you're over-the-shoulder boulder holders.
Thank you. I'm getting there, man.
That is the PC way to say it.
That's the name of hockey's fantasy football team.
Did you guys see the story about the mess-up on the onesie the Target was selling?
The gopher bit?
Yeah, the gopher badges. How did that... How does that happen?
Yeah, much like McMillions, right? Let's go all the way to the beginning and find out how this could happen. Who made the mistake?
And how does it not?
And how does it
double,
not get caught?
Checked? Yeah, you can't just put anything on a T-shirt.
Right. Who put it in the boxes?
Right.
Who hit play go on the printing machine?
What's in the box?
Who did the design? Right. Which Tina or AJ designed a Minnesota Badger shirt and no one caught it? I don't know sports.
You know what we're talking about?
Tina Rage.
Not the slightest.
So they created a onesie, Target. Well, Target is selling it. I don't know who created it. That said, the Minnesota Badgers.
In gopher colors.
In gophers colors. Yeah.
Just almost the worst thing you could possibly put on a sweatshirt.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Those weren't made in this country.
Worse.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah! Cash in now, cash in now. All right, well, that was a weird Vikings news. I mean, but...
Don Capers we started talking about, and then he just segued into
Brawlers.
Trust
me, I promise you, I didn't want to talk about Don Capers.
You didn't care about Don Capers.
No one cares about that. Don Capers.
Exactly.
He's a new senior defensive.
Minnesota Badgers.
He used to coach Packers.
Yeah, Perry loves it, though.
I actually really do love it, because I don't like either one of them.
Genius.
You are right about that, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What's a husky? Always a husky.
Always.
That's mean to say. Don't call him husky.
All right, more of the Power 2 Morning Show with Mark Rosen and Mark Parrish after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Wake up, sleepyheads. This is Rosie's theme song. He's got to get moving on. He's going to the beach, man. I don't blame you a bit, buddy. It's one of my favorite places in the whole wide world. I'm not going to say where it is, but I'm so excited for you.
Never been.
Oh, you're going to love it. All right, I'm going to say it. He's going to...
careful.
I said it was a beach, right? He's going to Brainerd. I can't wait for you.
What a story, Mark.
And you're going to love Brainerd, too.
Sauce is going to Brainerd.
Yeah,
I know.
Yep.
For what?
Saturday. I'm doing stand-up. Yep.
You are?
Yep.
I never hear that promo on the show I'm on in the afternoon.
Yeah, quit talking over me, Rosie.
We have no interest in what's going on.
Did you just tell Rosie to...
Yeah, he told me to sit in my place.
Wait, whoa. That was the wrong button.
Yeah, just told Rosie to shut up.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
Deserved it.
Eventbrite.com.
Shut up, bitch!
How many stand-up gigs are you going to do?
I have two more. Then we do Rochester next week. And then we're done for a month, and then we have a couple more. But this weekend, Zorba's in Brainerd.
I bring the ruckus to the ladies.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You do, don't you?
I try.
Man, that's crap.
Well, good for you.
Thanks, Corey.
And he's driving. I'm Chris. He's driving my Suburban.
No, I'm taking my own car.
No, you're more than welcome to drive my Suburban.
No.
I cleaned it up.
No, I made a mess.
I cleaned it up inside. Don't tell me I cleaned my truck up for no reason.
Of your car?
Yeah.
Your body?
I picked up all the old French fries that I didn't eat.
He doesn't want to put miles on his new electric horsey. Doesn't want to put miles onto it.
Ride, cowboy, ride!
He basically,
Captain, ride, play that tune.
He bought a car just to drive to work. Otherwise, he doesn't want to take it anywhere because,
where do I plug it in? I don't want to put miles on it. It might get dirty.
Why even buy it?
Because I have a small penis.
Joe.
Wow.
Your words, not mine.
Yeah, no, you know what?
You said it last segment. I got to get another email. I got an email yesterday from Abbott about a guy that, because I say, use us too much.
You said what now?
It was addressed to you and not me.
Me. I wow.
say Eustace?
No, I say, Jesus, too much.
You do?
I guess, yeah. He's real pissed. He said, do you think...
Oh, no, not that.
Do you think... He said, and I quote, he said, do you think Jesus says stupid-ass meat sauce when he gets mad?
He probably does.
He probably does.
He's probably real ashamed.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids do, so why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So stupid I won't be saying sauce. That anymore.
All right.
I hope that guy has a Twitter account.
Who?
That guy.
Stupid-ass meat sauce?
No, I've muted him.
Well, that's not friendly.
Hey, Rosie.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if you've had a chance to discuss this yet.
I'm here to tell how I feel, and then you're damn remorseful for everything that happened in 2017, everything that we did as a group, and like the players that were affected directly by us by doing this and some other things. And then that's what I feel the more regret, and that's what I'm remorseful.
That is current twin and former Astro Marwin Gonzalez apologizing for the cheating scandal.
Yeah, we spent a rather fiery hour with Common discussing
really?
It yesterday. Not the specifics of that apology and what it means. And I know the owner of the Houston Astros is meeting with his team today in the as spring training camps open around Major League Baseball to address probably a unified message and how you have to deal with the media, because they have to go through some, I'm sure, pretty severe media training. Because these questions are not going to stop. The answers have to, and it'll be pretty much rote. I mean, the way they'll be answering, it'll be the same type of thing that Marwin was saying. Oh, we apologize, blah, 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 blah.
Lame.
You know, and it's more of the, you know, how you go forward from here and the integrity of the sport. I mean, I was of the opinion that they should vacate the trophy, World Series trophy, take away their World Series rings. And, you know, I don't know how much more you can do. I guess other people feel they could be suspended for X number of games like you do for, performance enhancing drugs or, I'm not saying I don't disagree with it. I just don't know how the mechanics of all that would work when you were talking about basically an entire baseball team.
Stop breaking the law!
Exactly. So, I mean, Common has different feelings. He wants them all suspended for a year and somehow bring up Triple A guys.
That's the worst idea.
And I just went, how are you going to make this work? I don't even understand. I mean, explain it to me and I'll be, okay, yeah, you're right. That sounds cool. Do it. But there's no explanation for it. So anyway, it's.
I mean, that's a legit penalty.
You can't.
That's a legit punishment.
It would be. And it's the worst of the worst. I mean, this is full blown
cheating.
Absolute. I mean, from the top down. And that's why I don't think the penalty was severe enough. I know they fired the manager. They fired the GM. Whether they get another job in baseball, I have my doubts. But, collectively, I think you can't give the trophy to the Dodgers, but I think you should vacate it. Take it out of the trophy case. Is it going to hurt them financially? No. The rings, it means a lot, but it's got a scarlet letter all over their careers. I mean, it doesn't sit well.
Yeah.
You cheated the sport.
You liar!
You bastards!
And I feel bad. I guarantee you there were players that didn't...
Got caught up in it.
Yeah, they just got caught up. They didn't want to do it.
No.
If you would have asked, as like, no, I don't want to be a part of this, they're going to do it, so you're going to hear... You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing you can do. So there are some good teams that have definitely been caught up in this.
The team should be punished more. And the way you punish the team, they already took away draft choices and they fined them, whatever, but take away their trophy. Sorry. I know it means a lot to the community. Take it away. You didn't win the World Series that year. Okay.
You think about it, is this, worse than Pete Rose?
I think collectively it is, because Pete Rose bet on, as a manager, He did it after his baseball career. Everything Pete Rose accomplished, why he's a Hall of Famer in that way, he accomplished on the baseball field without cheating. He may have bet when he was a player, but I don't know, he probably did.
No other pro sports do that.
He bet on his team when he was, you know, and I don't argue that whole bit. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? Like the steroid guys, but this is, to me, it's worse because it was a collective organizational decision. And that's what is troublesome beyond anything any individual's done, I think. Thanks for asking.
Okay. I agree.
I think it was very well said.
Yeah. I think it's a pretty incredible thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was okay? Who said that?
That was Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God, I love him. 2004.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Should we do full on sports?
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
What do you want?
The Wild 1-4 zip over Vegas. Goals by Eric Sadek, Parisi, Spurgeon, and the red hot Kevin Fiala. The Wild have won 4 of 5 and 5 of 7. They have 2 more home games over this gigantic stretch of home games. And then it basically goes back to a normal schedule the rest of the way. But remember, the start of the season was unbalanced towards the road. The last month has been greatly unbalanced towards home. So 2 more home games. Tomorrow night against the Rangers, Saturday against San Jose, then the schedule kind of normalizes.
Mark Parrish, Bill Guerin's got this. He's got that aura about him. When he stood in front of the microphones yesterday and basically said, we expect to compete for a playoff spot, and if there's any quitting you guys, more trades will be made. I mean, he just laid down the gauntlet yesterday.
And they played like it. And they played like it. You know, he has that. He's got that charisma, that leadership value. What you see in front of the camera is exactly how he was in the locker room. When he got up and spoke, you listen. And there's the thing that I've always appreciated and really respect is like there's a calmness about it. There's no anger in it. This is well thought out. He knows. He's known how to want. He's won as a player. He has won as part of the organization, as assistant general manager. He literally just lays it out there flat and, hey, this is how it is. And he's right. And you can see how the guys reacted. I mean, that's like I said earlier, like the Zucker trade, that is a wake-up call. If you want to play in Minnesota, you want to stay here, your job's on the line right now. And I love the timing of it because of this homestand, because that first month and being on the road. And that's a tough break. It really is. But it's still, it is what it is. Everybody plays 41 home games, 41 road games. So now they've got to take advantage of this homestand right now to make up for putting themselves behind the eight ball in October.
3 points behind a playoff spot as we speak right now with, I think, another game in hand. If you want to look at it, the Rangers are here tomorrow night.
Jason Zucker made his Penguins debut in a 2-1 overtime loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. 5 shots on goal. He claims he didn't play very well.
I think he played just fine if he got 5 shots. Yeah, there's nerves. There's an anxiety. There's always an adjustment period when you go to another team. And another thing, when you get a chance to play with guys like Malkin and Crosby, you tend to overthink it, and you tend to just kind of force them the puck when they don't need the puck. The same thing happened to me when I played in Dallas with Modano. You're like, this is Mike Modano or that's Sidney Crosby. I have to get him the puck. Where you're putting him in an awkward position where he doesn't want the puck or he doesn't need it 99% of the time. So there is that adjustment period, not just on the ice, getting used to the colors, getting used to the gloves, but playing with other guys and especially first ballot Hall of Famers. It can be even intimidating to those of us that call them colleagues.
Well said.
Mm-hmm. That's very good, Parrish.
The Wolves host Charlotte tonight at 7 o'clock. D'Angelo Russell has been welcomed to the Twin Cities by Chris Hockey, and he will be welcomed by the Target Center fans tonight. They are 8.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
Are you on the video as well, Rosie? They ask you.
Did you hear about this garbage?
No, I did not.
Can you play it?
No.
Can you pull it up on your phone?
yeah.
No.
So here's a real quick story.
This is not a bit.
Well, if it's not, it's brilliant. But basically, the gist of it is Grant, right?
Yeah.
Who works with Chris, did the white jeans bit, with him at the Vikings.
At the Vikings, Vikings.
Yeah, I know. Grant, yeah. Absolutely.
Of course, texts Chris and says, hey, could you, if the Wolves reach out to you, are you willing to basically do like this D'Angelo Russell welcome to Minnesota video on your phone? Mm-hmm. Chris texts back basically like, LOL, 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 like very, very funny.
I thought they were joking. I thought he was joking.
Chris thought Grant was kidding. Yeah. Grant reached out to the Wolves and said, yeah, Hawk's in. So the Wolves reach out to Chris and say, So I hear you're up for doing this video for D'Angelo Russell. So Ooh. He cut a Welcome to the Twin Cities video for D'Angelo Russell and sent it to the Timberwolves, and it sounds like this.
Okay.
Hey, D'Angelo, it's Chris Hockey from the Pirates. Your morning show on the Fan. Welcome to Minnesota. A couple of things I could use some help on. Number one, teach me how to dribble left-handed. Can't do it. Number two, how do you say Louisville? Anyway, and make these Timberwolves great again. Thanks for coming, man. We can't wait to see you.
So we have no idea how or where they are using this video, whether they just sent it to D'Angelo. They may have gotten that text back and immediately just deleted it. This is worthless. What we're hoping, Rosie, is that they do some kind of sizzle reel tonight at Target Center.
Right, on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we are openly asking for Target Center to boo Chris, because he has no business being on the screen.
He doesn't know who D'Angelo Russell is.
No.
I do not.
No idea.
He barely did. So if it is on the big screen tonight, film it on your phone.
No, please do.
Yes. And when Chris is talking about Louisville and dribbling left-handed and welcome to boo him.
Yeah.
It's a stronger thing than that you have ever
been. He dribbled left-handed.
I don't know that.
Don't he does. He does.
Does he really
see? Don't say mean. Don't boo Hawk.
Thank you.
No,
don't boo me.
I'm sad.
Why would you boo him?
Because he's...
because Corey didn't get asked. That's why.
I wouldn't have done it. Sauce is the one who's bitter.
I haven't said anything. You keep bringing it up.
Hmm. Why are you going tonight?
To boo hockey.
Exactly. Sauce is going to the game tonight, and he's going to be leading the boo charge and encouraging other people to boo.
Well,
if they in fact play that video. Welcome to the Twin Cities,
no question.
D'Angelo.
The entertainment value went up about 100% of this basketball team from being complete apathy less than a week ago to, God, even though they lost the other night to arguably maybe the best team in the league right now, Toronto's won 15 in a row, they put up 70-some points in the first half. And I know that means
bet the over.
They're not playing defense right now, but damn, at least they're entertaining.
Over-under tonight is 226.5.
Jeez.
I'll take the over. Anybody want the under?
Oh, no.
You want the under?
You know, I don't bet anymore because I get invoiced when I do.
I promise I will not invoice you on Venmo. I don't have Venmo yet.
It was a major mistake. I felt bad about it for 36 hours.
Oh, well.
36 hours?
I felt bad.
It's Louisville.
Hockey's my buddy.
Louisville.
Take the bet.
I don't remember what that was.
Just take
the over under is 226.5. I want the
take
over.
Take the under. $50.
All right, I'll take the under for $50.
Done.
I don't care. Who cares?
Wait, you don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care.
Why do I care?
You don't.
Call the zoo!
Yeah, man.
Call the zoo.
Call the zoo. Great point, by the way. Hold on. You want me to play some scorpions? I'll play some scorpions.
What? No.
Yeah, why? But this song is called Fireflies. That's close enough to an animal.
Why are we playing scorpions?
You said you wanted to play the zoo. I'm playing the zoo.
This is called the zoo.
Scorpions suck.
Yeah, well.
Careful.
You'd rather hear White Lion?
Thank you. Great point. All right. That's a great idea. Some White Lion. Elliot.
Hey, good game, man.
Elliot.
Corey, your thoughts.
Never had a chance to lie to you.
Oh, God.
Do you have Great White? Play some Great White.
Elliot. All right. I'll play some Great White.
Agree to disagree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see this one. This one makes Rosie's pants fall off.
Yeah.
Okay. It does. You know it does. I've seen it.
Well, there's your
sliver.
Jesus, Rosie. I just saw your unit.
My gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, lucky.
You want my head to explode in the name of all that is good and decent. No more for today.
We'll do headlines when the Power Trip Morning Show returns with Mark Rosen and Mark Parrish right here on The Fan.
Listen to The Fan.
Good morning, all you dissidents. The Power Trip Morning Show, 8:22 live on a Wednesday. Today is February 12th. It's Mark and Mark in the Morning with Perry and Rosie.
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Good morning, good morning.
Overnight. Dissident.
Overnight.
What a great tune.
Hey, we have not discussed Pearl Jam's new single at all on this show.
Yeah, we haven't. You're right.
Hang on a second. What is it called again? It's called
Clairvoyance Dance of the Clairvoyance or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Hang on. Where the hell is it? Here it is. Yeah. Let's see what we think of this.
Worms are on the guitar.
First time I listened to it was all Talking Heads.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Right?
No doubt, yeah, 100%. What the is to our devotion? Perceptibly big, big as the ocean, and equally hard to control. So save your predictions, burn your assumptions. Love is fiction, right for comfort. Endless equations, and talk of persuasion.
I like it. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Bearish.
But it is. Same as it ever was. It's a distinctive
sound.
I like it. I like it.
Correct.
See,
well said, Hawk. Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's a little bit up-tempo.
Didn't I say?
Yeah, you did. Yeah. That's why you said it. Yeah, but you're 100% right.
You've never done anything for me. I like giving Chris Hawkey credit.
Besides that, he just kicked my bad knee, so he's feeling bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You may find yourself same as it ever was. I don't know. I kind of like it. I like bands trying to take chances.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? I think it's fine.
Succeeded at, you know, the original rock and roll stuff. Might as well go for a little more alternative.
Yeah, keep working. Right.
Now it's time for Headlines.
Man, some bangers today. You guys ready?
Yes. Love it.
Let's start in the great state of Utah. Utah is considering decriminalizing polygamy 85 years after they made it a felony. They realize half the state has 9 wives. Why are we punishing everybody?
Right, let's just
decriminalize it. So
it's
sister
a step
wives
in the right direction.
And douchebag Cody with his Chris Hawkey ponytail. he's
like
now
it.
Not going to have to run from the law.
Mm.
Cody
sucks.
Yeah, and I'm Corey, and I think Cody
and
sucks.
You,
right?
That show's on at your house, right?
All the time.
Yeah.
All
Cody's
the time.
A giant.
He's got like 4 or 5 wives. I think one of them left him, but still. They all mostly hate him.
Yeah, well, that's what's what a wife is.
Right, but can you imagine being hated by 4 different women as opposed to one?
Well, yeah, I bet I'm probably hated by a...
Doesn't make a lot of sense. You're right.
If you just keep marrying him, going, all right, I have a kid with or 2 or 3 with this one. She loves me, but she doesn't like me, so you get another one. And you just keep marrying more because you're like, one of these is gonna like me.
Just one.
And have kids with me and stuff and do other fun things and experience life. But one of them is going to say, hey, Cody's kind of cool.
None of them are going to say that.
Well, not with that haircut.
No. How many of these ladies would Hawkey sleep with?
All of them are, family people.
Yeah,
am I the only one that's seen Sister Wives?
I've
not seen that.
Used to be on where I lived, yeah.
Anyway, so if you want to have multiple women hate you, move to Utah. A woman in Florida was arrested for hiding meth in a child's diaper.
Ugh. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Marty.
Who would look there?
Way over the line. Ugh. Just so far over the line.
And, I printed the full story for Hawk this morning. The picture, you're like, yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Hi.
Sorry about that. A former governor of Iowa won $150,000 in the Powerball.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's Marnie riding a horse.
Brilliant.
A new study found that... Sauce, this is for you.
Okay, listening.
A new study found that you should not trust your memories when you are high on marijuana.
Memories?
Man.
Yep.
Yeah. I got scolded again for talking about weed, so...
By that Jesus guy?
No.
On email?
No.
I wonder if Jesus guy likes you talking about weed.
I doubt it. I think there are a lot of people who don't like me just talking, but...
Yeah, well,
yeah,
goes without saying.
Weed whales.
Marijuana fixed the memory.
What?
It's true.
Yeah. What's up?
Heinz.
Exhibit A.
This sounds disgusting. Now, again, I have never had ketchup in my life. It looks disgusting.
Oh, you've never had ketchup?
Ketchup whale.
I know you haven't had a lot of food items. But
it looks gross. Never had a tomato. Never had any kind of tomato.
There's no answer for that.
Ketchup.
I know.
So this sounds disgusting to me, but I gotta think this sounds disgusting to you guys as well. Heinz in the UK has been selling Valentine's Day chocolates
with ketchup inside.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, that's gross.
That sounds disgusting.
Time, place, food items.
Not together.
No. What's wrong?
Is the idea that it's supposed to look like blood?
I don't know.
Valentine's Day? What am I missing here?
I don't know. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it would taste good.
No. New Magic Fruity Pebbles are on sale. They are all pink, but then somehow turn blue when they're in milk.
What color are they coming out?
Careful.
Turns the milk blue, I should say. So they don't turn blue, but the milk turns blue.
Right. I mean, come on. Think about what the damage that's going to do to you when on its way out.
Right. Fruity Pebbles are great.
It's natural.
It's good. They're good, though.
Martha, come look at my penis!
Rosie, quit hitting buttons.
Not even...
This next headline is a trivia question, unless you guys saw this. There was a new major study done, and when it comes to getting it on, Mark Rosen.
Why are you looking at me?
What percentage of men and what percentage of women have fantasized about a three-way? Let's take a shot. Saw this, don't guess. Sauce, did you see this? Sauce saw it. Hawk, did you read this or not?
I did not.
Haley, Parrish, Rosie, Hawk.
It's got to be a high.
Let's start with the men. Percentage of men that have fantasized about a three-way.
I'm going to go with your theory on life that nothing is either 0 or 100%. So I would say high 90s.
Pick a number.
Okay. No, a lot of people probably haven't. I mean, okay, I'll go with 90%.
90% of men. This is men.
I'm 99.
99? Hawk. it's got to be 97.
I mean,
just think it's
up there. Come on.
30%.
30%.
What?
Haley, you don't understand men at all.
You said women.
No, we're starting with men.
Oh, I'm sorry. With men. Oh, with men? 99.9%.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. In this room.
Yeah.
But I think there's in this room. All of you danced around it. It's 95%.
Oh, yeah. 5%. We're pretty close. Lied. All right.
What about the ladies? Right, guys are at a 95% clip. What about the females?
Ones that don't want to admit it.
I assume this was anonymous.
Yeah, I would say
kind of a poll. So they can just admit, 40, honestly?
40%.
40?
Let's go 45.
45. Hawk.
There's a lot of...
Careful.
A lot of horny devils out there. Boy, I'm going to say 47%.
Haley.
Thanks for giving me a lot of room.
I'm sticking with 30%.
Are you in the 30%?
No comment.
Okay. You just commented.
That's a yes.
Yeah.
Well, Haley, don't feel bad because you're not in the 30%. You're in the 87%.
What?
Whoa.
Wow.
I told you.
Yeah, so ladies are
women are.
I know this is headlines and we're only supposed to do the headline, but there's actually more to the story. Really, what the researcher found out is that almost everybody thinks about it.
Right.
But then the people that actually go through with it and do it, it's almost across the board a disappointment because.
Sure.
Everybody's expectations are different and higher, and it almost never works out.
It's better remained as a fantasy, is what you're saying.
But you only live once.
But
I am tired.
And you're going to be tired.
Do we know anyone who's been on a 5-on-1?
No, but it wasn't at the same time, though.
She turned her mic off. You can turn your mic off.
I hate you guys.
All right, a couple more.
Scott Hamilton!
One of the leading classical piano players in the world saw her $194,000 one-of-a-kind piano destroyed when her movers in Germany dropped it.
Oh man.
One-of-a-kind piano, they dropped it. Almost $200,000.
Oh, oops.
I'm going to guess it's covered, but still.
No,
but if it's a one-of-a-kind,
one-of-a-kind is never going to be made again.
Have you seen, I wasn't doing this at work. I was doing this on my own time. There was a BuzzFeed bit about famous mess-ups in movies, and one of them was Kurt Russell in, what's the Quentin Tarantino movies in? The eight,
Death Proof.
Hateful Eight.
Yeah.
There was Martin? Is that the brand of guitar? There was like a one-of-a-kind, over 100-something-year-old Martin, and he breaks it.
Are you serious?
It's a one-of-a-kind that Martin borrowed to be on the set, and it's from that era, and he slammed it on the ground and broke
Who's
it.
Who's Martin?
It's the guitar guy. No, sorry. Kurt Russell breaks it. But when you see the scene, she looks into the camera like, oh my God, he just did that. Yeah.
That's crazy because I remember that scene and I know that she had to learn to play guitar to play that scene. She's singing a song.
Interesting.
And then he picks it up and he says, let me have that guitar, and he breaks it. No kidding. That's the truth, huh?
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. Oh my gosh.
Heart sank.
All right, last but not least. A burglar in Tennessee dropped his notebook.
where he kept notes on all of his other burglaries.
It's the Wet Bandits bit.
You know, it is. Yeah, it really is.
Who keeps a diary of, like, once you get done with the crime,
eliminate the evidence. Secret password on your computer that you can keep all that information on?
I wouldn't even do that. You just have to have a good memory. Yeah, stop smoking weed like meat sauce and remember all your cool crimes.
Don't ever have a paper trail.
Right.
When you're doing bad things.
Right. Roll up those papers and smoke them with weed.
Yeah, smoke them if you got them.
Right? Jesus. See what I did there?
Got it. I'm going to get another email.
Oh, God. I don't know why you keep saying it. All right. One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show with Mark Rosen and Mark Parrish. That's Chris. That's Paul. I'm Corey. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
FAN.
Final segment of your Power Trip Morning Show for the day. Power Trip Morning Show. A little requested Motley Crue from Mark Rosen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He loves the crew.
Hey, quick sign of the times, and we don't have to dwell on this.
No, please, yes.
What Did you guys hear or see this Baker Mayfield minor controversy?
Help me with that. I did not.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't load the audio in
because I don't care. Basically, it's this. Baker just got married, right?
Okay. Oh, you did? Okay, I didn't even know that.
There's a gal. This is a sign of the times. That's why I'm getting to the story. It's not even about the potential infidelity. There's a gal that claims she hooked up with Baker Mayfield after they got married. Basically, she performed in an SUV behind a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah,
a lot of funny things going on there, but the point is
it's a lot you could add to that, yeah.
Man. According to her story that she told some radio show, she wasn't sure it was him. He was texting her, like, basically, you got to leave your phone out. Like, it was almost like, you can't get in my SUV with your phone because I don't know you well enough to trust you to not film it or record it. So, basically, if you want to hop in here, you got to leave your phone. She was nervous because she's like, if this isn't Baker Mayfield and I don't have a phone, I'm walking into a serious trap here. This could be really scary.
Right.
Which is also, again, all jokes aside, that's terrifying, ladies. Just
don't do that.
Just assume it's not Baker Mayfield and just go home. Right. Is it even really worth it if it is?
Well, I was going to say, how about not choosing based on whether or not he's Baker Mayfield?
Correct, because you're going to perform just because he's Baker.
Ta-da!
And you're willing to get into a tinted window SUV and just hope that it's him. This is a Ted Bundy dream.
This is Ted, correct, well said.
So long story longer, don't do that, ladies. Just find another way to verify that. Meet him at Cheesecake Factory inside.
Yeah, have a cannelloni because it's delicious. Right. It really is.
Here's the deal. So she opens the door, according to her. This is all her story. It's he said, she said, but still. She claims she opens the door, it's Baker. She gets in, they small talk. She performs an act of sorts. They go their separate ways.
I'm just thinking Larry David right
They now. Go their separate ways. Okay. Check this out, though. Just let this sink in. She says she's not the kind of gal that kisses and tells. She doesn't want to get anybody in trouble. Mm-hmm. She just was going to go on with her life. She claims she kind of forgot about the whole Baker incident. Number one, BS.
Right.
You don't do that to the quarterback of the Browns and just forget it.
Not tell your girlfriends.
Guess what ticked her off so badly that she had to make her story public?
I have no idea.
Hawk, did you read this part or not?
I did not.
Sauce, you did, so don't guess. Haley and Paris, did you guys know?
Not a slightest clue.
No idea.
Think about what pissed her off so much that she said, you know, I'm not the kind of girl who talks, but I'm going to make this public because you did blank.
I you know what?
Everybody take a shot.
Can I guess? Can I go first? Was it his, like, anniversary or something like that?
Yeah, I was going to say, they tell her that I called them the wedding off? He wasn't trying to get
serious. No, they're married. They're married.
They're already married. Okay. Yeah. All right. I don't know.
Nothing to do with Baker's marriage.
Okay.
This is a 2020 millennial thing to get mad about.
I have no idea.
And I don't understand why Baker did
claimed.
This. Nope. It wasn't. He did something, and it pissed her off.
I have no idea.
She claims the reason why she's going public with her performance is Baker blocked her on Twitter.
No.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Yeah. Something like,
So that is very much. So she was just going to do what she did and keep it to herself and
you know, not drag the infidelity in and put Baker on blast when now he's got to deal with the allegations with his wife and all that stuff. She went to Twitter one day, saw that Baker Mayfield had blocked her, and she said, now I have to tell my story. Because he's crossed a line.
Well played, Hawk.
So I don't know if she's telling the truth or not, but what she doesn't know is how ridiculous she sounds like that somehow, you know, killing your dog. Well, you killed my dog, so I'm taking my story public. Blocked her on Twitter. Why would you block her on Twitter?
Right. I don't know.
Just leave it alone.
Millions of followers he probably has, right?
Mute her.
Hundreds of thousands of followers. Right. Yeah.
And again, I can't help it because I'm an old man now, but you sit down with your daughter and you say, honey, let me tell you the list of things that are wrong with what's happening here.
Correct.
Right?
There's about seven things.
Yeah, yeah, right.
What are you doing?
I love you. Here's the thing.
Yep.
Every future employer is going to see that.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's another huge red flag.
Goodness sake. Does she not realize how stupid she sounds?
Correct. She doesn't.
That'd be a no.
No, she doesn't.
And she got into a van hoping Baker was in there.
Oh, goodness.
What if he's not? You're dead.
Sure. What's surprising about any part of that story to you?
The Twitter part.
Really? Yeah. That's the part. The Twitter part.
The rest of it sounds believable, but I am not the kind of girl that kisses and tells. I did not want to get Baker in trouble, but
right.
I felt like I had to bring my story forward. Because you got blocked on Twitter.
Yeah. Did you see the pictures of that girl?
I watched the video, yeah.
She
really?
She looks like a gutter troll, yeah.
Oh, my gosh!
A gutter
troll!
Is that usually a gutter
troll?
Is that a bowling turn?
Gutter troll! My gosh,
jeez,
woman!
That's woman on
Where
woman
did you
crime
grow up here.
How dare you?
My gosh!
What if she's super nice?
Yeah, she sounds really
what
nice.
What if slept with some gutter trolls?
What's wrong with a gutter troll?
What if she's capable
they
of
work hard at their job at the bridge?
You and you're
what
jealous.
Constitutes a gutter troll?
She looks
the smell.
Gross.
Oh.
Wow. She looks gross.
I think she looks great.
Well, okay, I learned a lot
she's
today
made
in the
a bad
show.
Decision.
Yeah.
So either way, if you are listening, if you are a member of any of the major sports teams in town and you are cheating on your wife with some gutter troll,
I got that idea.
Don't block the gutter troll on Twitter.
I got an even better idea.
Go.
Don't cheat on your significant other.
Hmm. Whoa!
Why?
She's a wheeze.
Why not?
That's such a loud button. It scares the pee out of me.
Should.
It brings the ruckus to the ladies.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Speaking
yeah.
of the internet in 2020, Sharon Stone's Bumble dating profile has been restored, so she is back on the market and looking to date.
How about that?
She's on Bumble.
Oh,
I got to talk to my wife about this.
She hates you anyway.
She's back on Bumble.
How weird.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird time.
What if she says, yes, you're going on a date with Sharon Stone?
Oh, that wasn't that the bit? Isn't that why her account went down? Because all these people are like, there's no way. Or even Bumble itself.
They reported
like,
it as
not
a scam.
Really her.
No yeah. one believed that yeah. she would do it. So they took the site down. They took the page down. Macaulay Culkin continues to defend Michael Jackson, basically said he never saw anything egregious. It never happened to him. He never saw it happen to anybody else. But and that's fine. I mean, that's just his
but
opinion.
As that famous song said, maybe he wasn't in the room when it happened.
Correct. So,
you know, I mean,
right. So I have no reason to doubt him that he never saw it and it never happened to him. That's
right.
fine.
That's
right.
But he
right.
went on to say that one of his hobbies, I believe with Paris Jackson, right? With Michael's.
He's the godfather of
yeah.
Paris Jackson.
Mm-hmm. That they have a little bit where they basically go around the world and one of their hobbies is stealing spoons from restaurants, cafes, airplanes, and so on and so forth. They even have spoon tattoos on their inner forearms.
Yeah, well played. I had a buddy that he and his girlfriend would do that.
Just for fun?
They'd steal a spoon?
Steal a spoon.
They'd take something.
Hmm.
Which is
weird.
Yeah, don't be that.
He also admitted he was auditioning for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it was a disaster. He said it was his first interview. Same thing. Auditioned in like 8 years, and it went very poorly.
I think, did you see the cover story on
GQ?
GQ this, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Esquire.
Yeah. Esquire?
Okay. What was it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know Esquire was still
so
on the market.
And that's where this interview is from about the spoons, about Michael Jackson, about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's in that magazine.
Interesting.
Do you think he has cash?
Sure.
I would guess, I'm hoping he got points on that film, but I don't know.
Still
got to
be paid for that.
Right.
Yeah. My guess,
you don't know what the negotiations were at that time when he was a little kid.
Never know.
You know?
No, but my guess is he also could make money in appearances like crazy if he wanted to.
Like Comic-Con type of thing?
Sure.
Maybe their version of that? Yeah.
I would think so.
I would think he'd be a big hit. signing all those posters with the famous.
Weirdly enough, our guy Nick Swartzen is really close with him. Like, they really know each other really
about
well.
The same age.
Yeah, they know each other really well. Yeah.
People have developed a. I don't know if you guys had kids like this or if you have them now, but a lot of babies, like, if you can't get them to go to sleep, you put them in the car, you take them drive, and they fall right asleep.
My dad still does that.
So they've come up with music now that simulates the sound of a car for a baby, so you can just play it. Yeah, for real.
Oh, brilliant.
This is right here.
What car sounds like that?
Yeah,
what kind of car is this?
Why not just play any intro to any Pink Floyd song?
This is Chris. This is Chris.
I thought it was the movement that made the baby fall asleep, not the car.
It's making me tired.
Yeah. I like it. Here's a baby who's awake, laughing at its mom's fake sneeze.
Oh.
How much do you love that sound?
That's awesome.
There's something innate in a human being that sound makes you happy, right?
That's awesome. Yeah,
that's great.
All right, now picture this.
Rosie,
I love that. Picture this. You're lost in the woods, and you find an abandoned cabin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And you spend the night in the cabin, and about 3 a.m., there's no Matchbox 20. That noise hits.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Sorry.
That'd be a little scary.
Wrong one again, son of a...
This makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Dude.
There's a trail of pee following me out the door.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. No way I'm sticking around for that.
By the way, there's no ghost. So really what I'm saying is I followed you into the cabin and put that recorder or the tape deck underneath your bed just to freak you out, just so Sauce would pee his joggers.
Can you tell me about the time I was in a ghost in an elevator here?
Yeah, what happened?
I remember that. Yeah, you got ectoplasm all over you.
You did,
Oh,
that was my favorite early line of all time.
Yeah, that's the first time I listened to The Power Trip after I got fired.
But we learned a couple segments ago that Sauce took melatonin and thought he saw a wizard in his room.
Yeah, wizard, Harry.
He'll believe anything if he's drunk or high.
Yeah, I wasn't high, but a week or two ago, I don't remember when it was, I took some melatonin to help me sleep.
We're going through this again?
Oh,
yeah. You brought it up. I blame you, sir.
No, they can. These two don't want to hear it. If they want to hear it, they can podcast
it. We listen to your crappiness.
I've never told a story as dumb as, I thought there was a wizard casting spells in my bedroom twice in the same show.
That's not melatonin, that's acid.
That's why I tried to tell him. Melatonin doesn't do that.
Yeah, who did you get your melatonin from? Your guy?
Tarjay.
Oh.
Downtown. But yeah, I thought I saw a wizard.
In his bedroom.
Casting spells.
Does that to me, too. I can't.
Yeah, thanks, Rosie. Thanks for setting up for
I defend you on that
What kind of spells was he casting?
I don't
care.
He was moving his wand all over.
You know, the really sad thing for Saucy is that he can never be a wizard.
Why?
Because he can't spell.
W-I-Z-A-R-D. Wizard. Wizard.
Although you would look good in a robe.
You'd look good dead.
Whoa!
Well, why don't you get your wizard friend to cast a spell?
Yeah. What are you into?
He's right there!
That's just Parrish. His beard's not that long. Nor it's not white either.
It's getting there.
It's getting there.
Looks good, Marky.
Thank you.
Well, Parrish, you're on the fence for Friday, right? Yeah, you're trying to find a babysitter for Friday morning.
See if Baba and Nona can help me out Friday morning.
Oh, come on, Baba and Nona.
Right. So Parrish is a maybe for Friday, but if you can, you will be squaring off against Mike Mussman for the first
time. Ooh.
Oh. Yes.
Muss making his initials debut on Friday. Rosie, we'll see you tomorrow.
I can't wait.
No Tommy tomorrow. No Lever tomorrow, man. It's Rosie's time to shine tomorrow.
All right, I'll bring it.
All right, bring it tomorrow. See you tomorrow at 5:30, everybody.
KFAN. Total.